Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Dialed in on KMTA 103.9 FM. We bring you back coverage of high school softball. It's postseason action here in Marysville today. A quarterfinal tilt. It's the Sedumpa Blue Jays and the Centralia Panthers. The 3-6 matchup here in this 18 field. Glad to be a part of your breezy Tuesday mid-afternoon. Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Tamman here. Field side in Marysville. Well, let's get you the lineup cards for this one today. Win and move on and lose, your season is complete. Let's start the sixth seed and the road team on the scoreboard as we do per usual. That's going to be the Sabetha Blue Jays with a record of 11-15 on the year. And today in this quarterfinal tilt in Marysville, their lineup looks like this. Batting first is the junior shortstop in Kira Kime. Batting second is the senior center fielder in Hallie Mitchell. Batting third is senior first baseman Aaron Bolts. And the cleanup spot is junior catcher Jillian Stapleton. Batting fifth is junior pitcher Chloe Detweiler. Batting sixth is freshman DP Ava Edelman. Batting seventh is senior third baseman Bailey Stahl. Batting eighth is sophomore second baseman Sophia Haberkamp. And freshman right fielder Reagan Hazenkamp will bat ninth, rounding out the hitting order. And defensively in the flex position in left field, that is junior Krista Minold. So again, for the Blue Jays here today, record of 11-15, is Kime, Mitchell, Bolt, Stapleton, Detweiler, Edelman, Stahl, Haberkamp, Hazenkamp, with Minold, again in left field. For the 3-seed out of the Twin Valley League, the Centralia Panthers, a record of 15-6 in this quarterfinal tilt in Marysville, in the white uniforms, will go like this here today. Leading off the sophomore DP, Tessa Parthamer. Batting second is the sophomore shortstop in Tava Gibbs. The sophomore left fielder Hayden Kramer bats third. In the cleanup spot is the freshman pitcher in Blair Wheeling. Claire Heinen is batting fifth. She is the junior third baseman. Batting sixth is Owen Dieter. She is the senior second baseman. Batting seventh, Milena Becker. She is the sophomore right fielder. Batting eighth is Josie Haberkamp. She is the sophomore first baseman. And rounding out the hitting order in the number nine spot is senior center fielder in Tatum Kramer. And then defensively in the flex, behind the dish catching is senior Larissa Schreiner. So again, for the Panthers, 15 wins and 6 losses on the year. Parthamer, Gibbs, Kramer, Wheeling, Heinen, Dieters, Becker, Haberkamp, and Kramer, with Schreiner again, the flex behind the dish catching. We'll pause for a quick timeout. The first pitch coming your way next here on KMZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are live in Marysville here today. It's Sabetha and Centralia as we get set for quarterfinal action here in this Class 3A Regional Softball Tournament. Again, Brandon Tamman and Kirk Kilman with you. As Sabetha, the sixth seed in this field in their road blue uniforms, gray Sabetha across the chest with gray numerals with a white stripe down each side of the pant leg. Centralia, the 3-seed in the home team, white uniform tops, and they got a combination of black and orange on that jersey top with all black pants with Panthers across the front of the jersey. Inside the circle, Blair Wheeling, the freshman here for Centralia. the top three in this Sabetha Blue Jay order here today. It'll be Keim, Mitchell, and Bolts, and if one of those three are able to get on, it'll be Stapleton after that. Well, again, glad to be a part of your breezy Tuesday afternoon. And here we go. It is regional action here on KNZA. The lefty in Keim steps into the batter's box. Plays about middle of that box, straight up with her stance. Blair Wheeling fires in the righty in the first pitch, called strike, and here we go. We're underway here in Marysville. The junior shortstop, Kira Keim, steps out of the box, gets the call from the third base side, and steps back in. A right-handed thrower versus a left-handed hitter. Wheeling fires, ground ball to the right side, and it's past the first baseman in Haberkamp. And out into right field for a base hit. The throw comes in long. It's backed up by Schreiner, the catcher. And it's a leadoff single for Kira Keim and the Blue Jays. Leadoff man on. Nice piece of hitting there on an 0-1 pitch. It was just inside the bag down the first base line and then past the outstretched arms of Haberkamp. And again, a leadoff single here for the Blue Jays. That'll bring up senior center fielder in Hallie Mitchell. Can always respect someone that rocks jersey number 99. Senior center fielder, the first righty that steps in on that side of the box. Slight bend of the knees, open on the stance. The righty Wheeling fires in the first pitch. It is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Those Blue Jays team, they were right in the middle of the pack of the Big East this year, but have struggled a little bit down the stretch. They have lost four straight, five of their last six. Trying to get on a positive note here in a win and move on, lose your season is done scenario. No balls, one strike. Next pitch is high. Mitchell put down a bunt, but pulled back smartly and evens up the count here at one ball, one strike. At least two teams played last season, with Sabetha getting the sweep from the first meeting here in 25 in the quarterfinals of this regional tournament. Here's a 1-1 by Wheeling. Took a little bit off. It swung on and missed. And Mitchell down on the count at one ball, two strikes. Keim at first after a leadoff single. Well, the clouds have parted ways. The sun is out. And Wheeling trying to dial up her first strikeout. Here's the pitch, and there it is. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch, and down goes Mitchell for out number one. That'll bring up the senior first baseman and Aaron Bolts. The runner at first base, and now one out here in the top of the first. No score. She will bat from the right side of the dish. The first strikeout tonight for Wheeling. Aaron Bolt steps in, jersey number 31. Tad bit open on the stance, now straightens up, hits it to the left side, grounded to third. Heinen Fields goes to second for one, on to first, not in time. Now the throw gets away, but they get the leadoff runner there, the lead runner, I should say. And that gets out number two here in the inning. And that gets Keim off the base pass, put Bolts at first, and that brings up Julian Stapleton. So runner at first now, two outs. Here's the cleanup spot, junior catcher Jillian Stapleton. That's on the right side, open stance, jersey number 7. And Wheeling's first pitch is high for ball one. We'll talk about the struggles a little bit for this Blue Jays team coming in. Four straight losses. They have lost five of their last six, and they were swept last week by Riverside to wrap up their regular season. Saw Riverside dominate in their opener today, winning 16-1 in three innings. To move on to the semifinals, where they'll take on Marysville tomorrow. Beat Troy just a little while ago. Stapleton fouls off one here. One ball, one strike. Bolts at first base. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. As Wheeling tries to work around a leadoff single. Front foot, first base side of the rubber. This is lifted high in the air down the right field line, and it's going to blow a little bit into foul territory for strike number two. Becker out and right, chasing it down, couldn't get there in time. Well, just like the Riverside game earlier today against ACCHS, the wind is heavy, blowing straight out towards right field. Definite advantage for the lefties who pull, the righties who can go oppo. 1-2, taken upstairs, now two balls, two strikes here on Stapleton. Sabetha finished 11-9. In Big East League play. Centralia 15-6 coming in. Next pitch, just missed inside. Now the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Chloe Detweiler in the on-deck circle. So Riverside and Marysville. One semifinal set for tomorrow. And the winner of this one with Centralia and Sabetha will get the winner of Nemaha Central and Hiawatha getting underway on the field to our right. And there's a foul tip. Good weight there by Stapleton. It was an off-speed pitch. and just caught a piece, so we'll try it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, the Centralia team last time out, they swept Marysville. That was just a little bit north of a week ago. Those finals were 3-1 and 10-8, and they have won 5 consecutive games coming in. Ground ball to the left side, another foul there, and it's going to stay 3 balls and 2 strikes, so we'll get another opportunity here with the count full. Again, Wheeling inside the circle, Schreiner the catcher, Heinen at third, Gibbs at short, Dieters at second, Haverkamp at first base, Hayden Kramer in left, Tatum Kramer in center, Becker is the right fielder. Another 3-2 on the way. It's a swing and a miss. It's in the dirt, picked up by the catcher Schreiner, down to first base in time to Haverkamp to retire the side. So Stapleton strikes out, make it 2 in the inning for Blair Wheeling. Half an inning in the books. No score here in Marysville.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I enjoy educating our patients on how to eat well, move well, and think well, but what I love the most about my job is consulting with patients, discussing their health goals, and watching them make helpful lifestyle changes to improve their health. Our teamwork approach is very effective, and seeing our patients restore their health is the most rewarding part of my job. Our consultations are always free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started on your wellness journey today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA, again, high school softball regional tournament action, quarterfinals here in Marysville. The sun is out, the clouds parting ways, the wind not going anywhere. As we go to the bottom of the first inning, 3-seed Centralia Panthers, 15-6. It'll be Tessa Parthamer, Tava Gibbs, Hayden Kramer, top three in the order against Chloe Detweiler inside the circle here. For the Sabetha Blue Jays, representing the Big East League. Stepping inside the right side batter's box, the DP today, it's sophomore Tessa Parthamer. Wears jersey number 22. Top three in this order are all sophomores for this Panther team. You only got 2 seniors in the hitting order with Dieters and Kramer. And the first pitch by Chloe Detweiler is in the dirt for ball one, and the bottom of the first is underway. Centralia team scoring north of 7 runs a game this season. Open stands for Parthamer. Here's the next pitch, low and inside, 2 balls, no strikes. Tava Gibbs in the on-deck circle. It was a tough start for Centralia this season, seeing the 2-time 2-1-A champs being swept by McLeod to open things up, but been as consistent as they come down the stretch with 5 consecutive wins. There's one taken all the way down the middle. Now 2 balls and 1 strike here on Parthamer. There's a slight bend to the knees, open stance. Next one upstairs, now 3 balls and 1 strike. So Centralia got around a leadoff single in that top of the first inning, and now Parthamer a chance to walk here potentially with the 3-1 count. Detweiler's next pitch, swing and a miss. Ball was well below the knees and would have been ball 4, but now it's run up to a full count here at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Good crowd support both these teams here in Marysville today. Seasons are on the line. Here's a ground ball, left side and out to left field for a base hit. Good piece of hitting. Kime, the shortstop, had a chance at it on a dive, but just out the reach of her glove, and a leadoff single for Parthamer, and a good at-bat here for Centralia in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the sophomore shortstop, Tava Gibbs. Wears jersey number 5 and also bats from the right side. So Parthamer at first base and nobody out. Detweiler sets and deals. It is low and inside for ball 1. Mentioned the Panthers scoring north of 7 runs in the game this season. They were swept by 2 teams, McLeod and Nemaha Central. Next one fired in there. It's a called strike on the inside corner. Now 1 ball, 1 strike. We saw the Centralia team when they played over at Nemaha Central earlier in the year, and That was a victory for NC. Playing on the next field to our right. The 1-1 is a little bit upstairs. Now two balls and one strike. Just the second season of the softball program with Centralia. Last year, they've more than doubled their win total from a year ago. Now trying to make some noise as the 3 seed in this field. 2-1 is low and inside. Now 3 balls and 1 strike here on Gibbs. They're a leadoff single by Parthamer. Gibbs jumping in front as well here of Chloe Detweiler inside the circle for the Blue Jays. A right-handed thrower against the right-handed hitter. Here's the 3-1, and it's fouled away. Now the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the first two hitters here for Centralia really working. Detweiler both working full counts. And Parthamer's result was a single, and now let's see what Gibbs does here. Here it is. Ground ball left side, fielded by Stollett. Third inner throw to second is wide and out into right center field, and this is trouble. Let's see if Centralia tries to go for one, and now the ball comes in late, and the run comes in to score. Everybody advancing up another notch, and the Panthers, with a late round there by Gibbs at third, will hold true. She thought about it, and a couple of throwing errors right there has given the Panthers an early 1-0 lead. Boy, it was fielded well by Stahl at third, but her throw to second base to try to get Parthamer sailed out into right center field. And Gibbs goes all the way to third in the process. So a run is in. Panthers leading 1-0. And now Gibbs at third base with nobody out. Here's the sophomore left fielder in Hayden Kramer, who bats from the left side. Detweiler needs to settle. Get that first down. The first pitch is outside for ball one. So a good start for the Panthers here. We saw that game with Riverside and Atchison County got away from the Tigers in that second inning thanks to a lot of walks and a lot of errors. Next pitch in the dirt, kicks away, back to the fence. Here comes Gibbs, and she will score. A wild pitch, and Gibbs comes in. It's now 2-0 in favor of Centralia. And the count right now on Kramer at 2 balls and no strikes. So a good start. First two batters coming up here for Centralia have come around to score. Base is empty now for Kramer with the count in her favor at 2 balls, no strikes. Detweiler sets. Low and outside, 3 balls, no strikes. Centralia team, these two teams kind of in opposite directions coming into this matchup. But Sabetha has to settle down here, including Detweiler inside the circle. And that 3-0 is taken all the way, and it's a called strike, now 3-1. Centralia has had 3 separate 5-game winning streaks this season, including the one coming into today. Here's a grounder to the right side, and it appears to be a foul ball. Barely. Boy, that could have been an out there. It was picked up by Bolts right, just to the right side part of the bag. So a foul ball, and it now gets it to a third consecutive full count here in the first 3 batters that Detweiler has faced. So a single, an error, and a wild pitch. Has tallied 2 early runs, and now a big 3-2 on the way. It is outside ball 4. So the first 3 have reached for the Panthers. And the first walk issued by Detweiler here today in an early meeting on the hill here. Maybe a equipment check here. It looks like Stapleton's going to get a new helmet on the dish. Quick meeting inside the circle here. For Sabetha, Centralia, their first 3 have reached, 2 have scored. It's a 2-0 Panthers lead. Little pause in the action here is getting you caught up on the north side of the bracket. As again, Riverside took care of business in 3 innings, scoring 16 runs in the second, eliminating Atchison County 16-1. You heard that game on our sister station, KR 93.7. They'll get the 4 seed Marysville Bulldogs in the semifinals tomorrow. As they run ruled Troy in 5 innings, that was a 13-3 Marysville win. So again, we got Centralia Sabetha right now as we're back after the break, and the first pitch to Wheeling is taken high and a steal attempt, not in time. Kramer in there safely. So Kramer aggressive up in the scoring position, still nobody out. And the count, 1 ball, no strikes here on Wheeling. Claire Hyman in the on-deck circle as the Panthers are off to a good start here. Bats on the right side. Where's jersey number 8? Slight bend to the knees, resting the bat above the right shoulder, lifts it up, rips it up the middle and into center field for a base knock. Rounding third is Kramer. She's got good speed. The throw is cut off, and the Panthers have scored again. The first three up have all come in to score, and it's a 3-0 Panthers lead here in the first. An RBI knock right there by Blair Wheeling. Looks like a courtesy runner is coming on here for Centralia as well. It'll be Wells to run at first base. So again, the courtesy runner in. That's Wells at first for Wheeling. Jake Spaulding alongside. Kirk Hillman in studio. A three-run lead early here for the Panthers. A couple of singles, an error, and a wild pitch. That Weiler's pitch is a hard swing and a miss there by Heinen. No balls, one strike. Well, the Panthers threatening. They have already put together a solid inning, looking for a much bigger inning here in this bottom of the first inning. And that's going to be a ground ball, but foul. Ricocheted off the foot there of Heinen out into play, so she's got to come back, but it's now 0-2. Panthers team looking to make some noise here in Marysville this week. When Sabetha will not go away quietly for sure. Here's Detweiler's 0-2 and another ground ball. Playable outside the circle for Detweiler. Her only play is first. She gets it there in time for the out. And the courtesy runner in Wells up to second. But the all-important first out recorded as Heinen grounds out to the pitcher for out number one. That'll bring up the senior, Owen Dieters. Jersey number 4, bats from the right side, number 6 in the order today. So the first out recorded, courtesy runner Wells at second base. Panthers have scored 3 here in this opening inning. Pitch by Detweiler, hard shot, and that is a fair ball just inside the line at third. Dieters takes a long turn at first, will hold there, but drives in Wells. And the first 4 that have reached have all come around to score. And it's a 4 spot here in the first for the Centralia Panthers.
It was a good piece of hitting there by Owen Dieters as, again, just taking the pitch where it's at, ripping it down the left field line right over the third base bag, and call that a long single here for Dieters. She stands at first.
Honestly, shocked. She didn't make the turn and head to second base. But nonetheless, she is credited with the RBI. And the first 4 up have all come around to score. Still only 1 out in the inning. Here is Malena Becker. First pitch in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Good pitch there on the inside corner by Detweiler.
The Blue Jays got a rally here. Keep it scoreless at this point. You don't want more or much more to at least come across, and there's a swing and a miss and a pitch in the dirt, and Becker probably upset with that result, and it's 0-2.
Detweiler getting some help right there. And like you hear a lot, get a little help. Now you can go to work. Here's Centralia. Can't give up easy pitches like that.
Here's an 0-2. Swing and a miss for a strikeout. Chance for a throw him out. And a little bit late on the throw. And there safely is Dieters with the steal. But first strikeout recorded by Detweiler. And that's out number 2.
Really impressed that pitch by Detweiler. Went off speed there. That off speed pitch gets the strikeout. But that also allowed for Dieters. If that was a fastball, that was a great throw down to second base. Able to slide in safely just before the tag.
Correction, first strikeout for Chloe Detweiler, but now 2 outs here in the inning. Here's Josie Haverkamp. First pitch swing and a miss there, and it's 0-1.
Detweiler finding her groove right now, Brandon, with that off speed.
Kind of do everything you can to keep Dieters away from home. Base hit could certainly provide another run. Panthers out to a 4-0 spurt here. And now there's a low throw, and that throw down to third gets away out in the shallow left. And the second throwing error allows Dieters to score. And a 5 spot here in this bottom of the first inning. Panthers 5 and Sabetha nothing.
Man, a good throw right there. Probably gets Dieters. She had a late jump on that ball in the dirt. But the ball gets past the third baseman into left field, and Dieters able to pop up and score.
So now the count, 1-1. Base is empty. The second throwing error here in the inning on this Blue Jays team that has cost them a couple of runs. And now this one has popped up, foul territory, right side. It's going to be a tough play up against the fence. Is that caught?
Yes.
It is by both the first baseman. Wow, what a play. Up against the fence in foul territory. Blue Jays desperately needed that, and they get out of the inning. But 5 of the first 6 come up here for Centralia. Find home plate, and at the end of one, It is Centralia 5, and Sabetha nothing. You're listening to High School Softball here on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days. All customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrow Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrow Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good start for the Centralia Panthers. Five runs, three hits, couple of Blue Jay errors did not help the cause on the Sabetha side. And a 5-0 start here for Centralia. We go to the second inning of play here in Marysville. So Blair Wheeling back inside the circle. First pitch here to Chloe Detweiler is a little bit outside for ball one. And the second inning is off and running. That's from the right side. Where's jersey number four? Edelman and Stahl also due up in the inning for Sabetha. Next pitch by Wheeling. It was tried to be framed by Schreiner. Couldn't get the call, and it's two balls, no strikes.
Yeah, Schreiner, definitely a good frame job there on that outside corner.
So Wheeling has now a 5-0 advantage here on her side. Next one, just missed the touch outside, and it goes to 3-0.
Yeah, quickly 3-0, and Detweiler yet to see a pitch. I mean, every single one of those pitches just off the outside edge, and so know that Panthers going to have to bring one here. Detweiler, will she have the green light? She'll have to sit back and wait.
Well, down 5-0, I would have to imagine your ideas to take. She'll show bunt. She pulls it back, and it's low for ball four. Gets away. Doesn't seem too motivated to try to flirt towards second base, but nonetheless, Sabetha needed that, a leadoff walk here in the second. First walk allowed by Wheeling. That brings up Edelman. Right-hander, a freshman, the DP in this order. That's on the right side, up in the box, open on her stance. Wheeling sets, fires the first pitch to Edelman in the dirt. Good stop by Schreiner, and it's one ball, no strikes.
How aggressive will the Jays be here on the bases now? Down 5-0. Great job there by Schreiner, as you mentioned, keeping that ball in front.
There were a lot more clouds in that first portion of games here today, but it is cleared away. The sun is shining as Edelman fouls one away to even the count at one ball, one strike. And as soon as I mention the wind feels like it's down, that's when you get the heavy gust right back up.
Golly.
But
Rockcaster jinx happens more than just a play on the field.
Any listener out there knows I will always call myself out on the announcer jinx. There's a good pitch that has swung out and missed. And Edelman down in the count at 1-2, Wheeling, went off speed there.
Detweiler thought about going to second, but Schreiner able to keep her there.
And Wheeling struck out two in the first. And a two-strike pitch here is off speed, hit to the left side, just barely foul.
Good piece of hitting there by Edelman to stay alive here. Great pitch there. Off speed, got her way out in front, but Edelman able to foul it off. Stay alive here, one down in the count, 1-2.
I was curious when Edelman came up if maybe they were going to try to apply the bunt to get that runner up to second and scoring position, but Edelman has yet to show a bunt, has been swinging away, but now it's 1-2. Now she hits this toward shallow right center field, and that drops in for a base hit. Rounding second is Detweiler. She heads into third. The throw is not in time. So after a walk, a single with two outs or two strikes there by Edelman. And right now, the Blue Jays keeping the line moving early in this inning, now first and third with nobody out.
In a little bit of business right now is Sabetha's. Runners on the corners.
Looks like we'll get a courtesy runner in here for Edelman. That's going to be Krista Minold over there at first base. So courtesy runner in for Edelman. Runner at third is Detweiler. Nobody out here in the top of the second. The Panthers lead the Blue Jays 5-0. Well, the Blue Jays certainly threatening here as Bailey Staal getting ready to set in from the right side. Jersey number 19 playing third base, batting seventh in today's order. Very open on her stance, resting that bat above the right shoulder. Wheeling sets middle of the rubber, right foot forward, maybe a little more towards the first base side. Fires in that first pitch, and it's
hit her helmet.
Yeah, clipped her in the helmet. She kind of leaned into it and took a free base. And now the bases are loaded here for the Blue Jays with nobody out.
Yep, high and tight on that fastball right there. And
now, just what the doctor ordered for the Blue Jays coming into the inning down 5-0, but now they have loaded them up with a walk, a single, and a hit batter. And the sophomore second baseman, Sophia Haverkamp, set to try to do damage here.
And the coach coming out and talking with the home plate umpire about that. I mean, exactly what you mentioned, Brandon. It looked like maybe leaning into it a little bit.
Yeah, at least from our angle, it didn't look like it really grazed the helmet, but now Centralia looks like they're going to have a meeting inside the circle. As, again, the Blue Jays are trying to get their first run and chip away at this 5-run deficit. In Riverside and Marysville, moving on in the early portion games today, both run rule victories. We'll try to continue to check Nemaha Central and Hiawatha, which is just underway on the field to our right.
Yeah, they got started a little bit later because of that first game on the Black Diamond. Took a little longer than that 16-1 run rule that we had here on the Red Diamond.
So after the meeting inside the circle for the Panthers, the Blue Jays have them loaded with nobody out here in the top of the second inning. Trailing Centralia 5-0. Detweiler at third. Courtesy runner in middle at second. And Staal is at first base. Here's the sophomore in Sophia Haverkamp. Big time spot early in this game for the Blue Jays. As Wheeling checks the band, gets set on the rubber. Haverkamp sets in, open stance from the right side, little wiggle above the bat, or with the bat above the right shoulder, and the first pitch is high for ball one. And Wheeling, just a freshman inside the circle. Crunch time here in this second inning, trying to limit this Blue Jay damage. Next pitch a little bit low, two balls and no strikes.
Yeah, in this inning, Wheeling walks the first batter, gets the second batter in Edelman in a 1-2 count, ends up giving up a sharp single to right center, then hits Staal, now down in the count 2-0 here against Haverkamp.
See if Haverkamp takes all the way here. She does, and it's high. Three balls, no strikes. I would expect, if I'm the coach, I would say minimum two pitches. Do not even think about taking that bat off the right shoulder.
Red light, red light.
Chance to get the first run via the walk. We'll see what happens here. Fakes it, shows bunt, pulls back, and it's right down Broadway for strike one.
Good pitch there from Wheeling. Again, it's really difficult when you've got bases loaded, nowhere to put a runner, you're down on the count 3-0. Griezmann right down Broadway, 3-1, and see if Haverkamp has the green light.
Here is the 3-1. It's off speed and in there for a called strike. She took down to first like it was ball four, but the umpire says otherwise. So from 3-0 to 3-2.
Very high confidence right there with that pitch from Wheeling.
Wheeling struck out two in the first. Here's a big 3-2. Ground ball, but foul. You certainly don't want to leave anything up to chance. If it's anywhere close, you got to take a hack.
I'm going to go back to that 3-1 pitch. You got to have a ton of confidence in yourself to throw off speed on a 3-1.
Just caught the inside part of the plate. We'll try it again. Here's a big 3-2. Off speed, hit to the left side, but caught by the shortstop in Gibbs, and everybody has to retreat. And that is a monstrous first out here for the Panthers in the second.
Line out to the shortstop right there. Great grab by Gibbs, but you're Wheeling, man, that's a big confidence boost now because the double play is back in play now if you're Centralia.
Here is Haverkamp now, the freshman right fielder, number 9 in the order. Monster spot with them loaded up and one out in the inning. First pitch by Wheeling in there for a called strike, and she jumps out in front at 0-1.
A little confidence now from the circle for Centralia.
Well, if you're the Blue Jays, you have to find a way to scratch across something here.
Yeah.
Trailing by 5. Plenty of innings to go, but want to take advantage. Here's a slow roller, and it's going to be a foul ball. It was in fair territory, but ricocheted off the foot of Haverkamp. But now she has to protect the freshman here against the freshman in Wheeling. It is no balls and two strikes.
Yeah, good call by the home plate umpire right there. Foul ball straight off the front foot of Hazenkamp. 0-2.
Big 0-2 pitch coming up here for Wheeling. Outside for ball one. Good eye there by Hazenkamp, and now 1-2.
You mentioned the freshman in the circle, but she's pitching with some high confidence. You can tell why she's in the circle right now for Centralia in this big quarterfinal matchup.
Detweiler at third. You got Mennel, the courtesy runner, at second base, and that one is upstairs. 2-2. So she fights it back to an even Stevens count. And the runner at first is Stahl.
That was a good TV show back in the day.
What'd I say?
Even Stevens.
Oh, great show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you caught me.
Yeah.
2-2. One out. They're loaded up. And this one is hit well out towards left field. Coming in to make a catch is Hayden Kramer. And a throw in is way off target. And it's a productive at bat, as it looks like two of the runners are going to score.
Nope, she didn't tag up.
And a runner did not tag up,
yep.
So that's going to end the inning, but how many runs come across?
One run should count for Sabeth on that. It was a great play there by Centralia, but Edelman at second base just took off running, thinking maybe there was two outs. I'm not sure, but Edelman rounded third. She actually touched home and then tried to dart across the middle of the infield to get back to second. And it was
a tough play.
Easy double up there, so one run will score for Sabeth. But a double play to end the inning.
Well, again, the Blue Jays had them loaded up with nobody out. They do salvage one, but I would say that is a victory for the Panthers side of Centralia. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's a 5-1 game here on KMZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered, specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabeth help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here on KNZA alongside Jake Spallman, Captain Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tabman with you as we go to the home second inning. Here on KNCA, the Centralia Panthers leading the Sabeth Blue Jays. It is 5-1 in this quarterfinal in Marysville today as the first pitch is hit hard, but right back to the pitcher in Detweiler, who makes a sensational play for out number one as Tatum Kramer is retired.
Amazing play there from Detweiler in the circle. Great delivery. Kramer rockets one back up the middle, gets a glove on it, makes the put out for a nice easy 1-3 for the first out.
So that was Tatum Kramer, number 9 in the order. So that gets us back to the top of the order with Tessa Parthamer for a second time. And she swings at the first pitch, lifts it out into left field, coming in, and it's dropped by the left fielder in Menold. That's going to be an error with one out here in the home second. And the Panthers will certainly take that as Parthamer has reached now twice into at bats.
E7 on the official scoring there for Parthamer, but she'll be on base with one away here for the Panthers. As you mentioned, top of the order now for Centralia, already up 5-0.
Here's Tava Gibbs, the sophomore shortstop, reached on an error her first time up and came around to score on a wild pitch. Runner at first base is Parthamer, one down. And the first pitch by Detweiler is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So again, the Panthers got themselves in a little bit of a pickle that last inning. Sabeth loaded them up with nobody out, but the Blue Jays are only able to score one. So it's a 5-1 Panther lead here in the home second. Here's a stolen base attempt, throw to second on target, but not in time. Boy, great throw by Stapleton, but Parthamer just a little bit more athletic to beat out that throw.
Great job there by Stapleton to pop up and fire down there, but you mentioned it. Great jump by Parthamer, great slide. And easily at second base, one away here, runner in scoring position for Gibbs.
1-1 here on Gibbs. Chance to get that run right back on the Panthers here in the home second. Detweiler's pitch. Just missing outside, 2-1 with Hayden Kramer on deck.
Detweiler went off speed there, and Gibbs able to track it all the way in just off the plate.
Detweiler checks the band and settles in on the rubber. Staggered stance, swings the right arm through, and it's a little bit low for ball three. It's right over the plate, but a touch below the knees, and now the favor is for Gibbs at 3-1. Let's see what happens with Gibbs here. It's a swing and a miss. Pitch that would have been ball four. Now the count runs full. Detweiler will take that and a little bit more.
The loft speed again from Detweiler there for Sabetha in the circle. And Gibbs definitely wanted that one but came up empty.
3-2, runner at second. Here's the pitch, and this is lifted out towards left center field and tracking it, and it's going to one-hop the fence for extra bases. So on a 3-2 pitch, Tava Gibbs, the sophomore, it's an RBI double, and the Panthers get that run right back here in the second. They lead it 6-1.
Good piece of hitting there by Gibbs. Gets the front foot down. Hands come through first, and she ropes it in between and left center. As you mentioned, one hop on the fence, a stand-up double for Gibbs. And the Panthers send the lead back up to 5. It's 6-1.
Yeah, they get that one right back. Still one out. Gibbs at second. Here's Hayden Kramer. And takes one off the zone there. It's 1-0. She walked and scored in that 5-run first, added a stolen base as well. That's on the left side, and the jersey number is 0. Next pitch by Detweiler, popped up. Fans beware, and off the press box behind us. Evens up the count, 1-1. If I had a dollar for every foul ball that I caught this season, I would have $0.
Okay, I was curious.
I did catch one last year, though. Next pitch low and inside, and thinking about running was Gibbs, but Stapleton got up quickly, and now it's 2-1. Blair Wheeling on deck. Panthers get that run right back, and their lead is 5. It's 6-1 as they bat here with one out and one on in the home second. Next pitch shows bunt, puts it down, beautifully done. The only play by Detweiler is first and just gets it in time. A lot of speed by Kramer, but good throw by Detweiler. Bolts cleaned it up. And a big out there for out number 2. And that moves again Tava Gibbs over to third base, but now it's up to Wheeling to bring her in.
And that's twice in this inning we've seen great plays from the circle by Detweiler, fielding her position, that time a bunt right back to her, knowing that she had to do it quickly because of the speed of Kramer, able to get the second out.
Wheeling's off to a good start. A single and an RBI and a run scored in her first at bat. And now she dribbles this to the left side, fielded by Stahl at third, throw to first in time for the out. And that retires the side, but the Panthers get that run right back here in the second. It was an RBI double by Tava Gibbs. We have played 2 here in Marysville. It is the Panthers 6 and the Blue Jays 1. You're listening to High School Softball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Hi, this is Union State Bank. We know that understanding the unique needs of area farmers and ag-related industries is the most important part of building a loan. We continue to offer our agricultural customers a long tradition of ag loan experience. Whether you are acquiring land to expand your operation, to building structures, or are interested in an operating line of credit, call on our team. We stand ready to supply the answers you need. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here in Marysville. 2 innings in, plenty to go. The Centralia Panthers have scored 6 runs in the first 2. They plated 5 in the first, 1 in the second. They lead Sabetha by a 6-1 margin. We go to the top of the 3rd inning, and it will be the top of the Blue Jay order, starting with Kira Kime, Hallie Mitchell, and Aaron Bolts. Blue Jay is going to have to rally, but plenty of time left in this game. Winner will move on to the semifinals tomorrow against either Hiawatha or Nemaha Central. So Wheeling steps in, the righty versus lefty matchup. First pitch swinging, ground ball to Dieters at second base, and she botched it, and the runner is safe. And a leadoff error is going to give Sabetha a leadoff base runner here. That's going to go E4. So both teams have committed multiple errors here in the first two innings and change. That'll bring up number 99 and number two in the order in Allie Mitchell. Strikeout victim, her first time up. And a swing and a miss at the first offering, and it gets away, and that allows Keim to take second without a throw. Field pitch in the dirt. Mitchell over the top of it. Keim heady there and ready to go, and she gets up to second.
Be a wild pitch there on Wheeling. And Schreiner unable to keep a glove in front. So you got an error to start this inning. And a wild pitch, a runner in scoring position now.
The ball is one strike here on Mitchell, and a swing and a miss there. Quickly, 0-2.
Great off-speed pitch right there by Wheeling, and had Mitchell way out in front. Couldn't keep her weight back. Swinging and coming up empty.
And top of the third inning here in Marysville. The Panthers right now in control. They lead it 6-1. The Blue Jays have a runner at second base and nobody out. Next pitch, ground ball left side. Gibbs at short field, has time, fires, and gets the out at first. And now a throw to third, not sure why, and it gets away. And it's a 6-2 game. So Keim comes in to score. That is another throwing error. This will go E3. So they get the out at first, 6-3. You figure, Jake, that Haverkamp would have just held and kept it at that, but she tried to throw to third. It got away. And Keim able to score to make it a 6-2 game.
Yeah, that's two errors, as you just mentioned. I mean, just in this inning, that's what allowed Keim to get on base for one and then two to score.
There's a check swing, but a called strike here on Aaron Boltz, and she falls behind at 0-1, reached on a fielder's choice in her first AB today, back in the first. The Blue Jays come back and get one. They're down four. Base is empty, and one out here in the 0-A third. Next pitch, a little bit high, evens it up, one ball, one strike. And we talked about these two teams coming into this game in opposite directions. The Panthers have won five consecutive games. Blue Jays have lost four straight, including five of their last six. And a ground ball to the left side. What a stab by Heinen at third. Does she make the throw? Yes, she does. A backhand stab right over the bag at third. A sensational defensive play for out number two.
Great play there again. Third base is known as a hot corner, and that was a hot shot from Boltz down the third base line, but a nice backhand and a strong throw in time. Two away here in this third.
So after a struggle there with a couple of errors, back-to-back groundouts, and now Jillian Stapleton checks in, a strikeout victim. Her first at bat, she laced this one. Looks like just foul. Boy, that was close.
Very close there. Again, an off-speed pitch by Wheeling. She's got a lot of comfort in that off-speed here to begin this game. Got the Blue Jays way out in front. That one nearly snuck inside the chuck.
So no balls, one strike, an emphatic strike number one. A late shot down the left field line, just barely foul. Wheeling steps back on the rubber, delivers. It is a little bit low for ball number one. I'm glad to be a part of your Tuesday afternoon. We got more games coming your way across our networks tomorrow. We'll see a couple of regional champions crowned on the baseball side. Next pitch, ground ball, left side, fielded, nicely done by Gibbs. Her throw is high. Was the tag applied?
Yep.
Yes, it was for the out. So the throw was high by Gibbs. Haverkamp makes a nice play to rip that glove around to apply the tag and retire Stapleton. But the Blue Jays get one back. They're within four. 2.5 in the books here in Marysville. It is Centralia 6 and the Blue Jays 2. You're listening to High School Softball on KMCA.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here in Marysville today. The sun is shining, the wind is gusty, and we're bringing you some high school softball alongside Jake Spaulding, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tammett with you. We go to the bottom of inning number three. The Centralia Panthers leading Sabetha by a score of 6-2. Middle third of the order here, starting with Claire Heinen, the junior third baseman. Detweiler sets back inside the circle and fires in the first pitch, and it's fouled straight back for strike one. And the bottom of the third is underway. Owen Dieters will follow. Milena Becker after that. This Panthers team that scored five in the first and one in the second. Right now leading it 6-2. Next pitch by Detweiler. A swing and a miss at the high fastball. And quickly no balls and two strikes. Batting from the right side is the junior in Heinen. Pretty straight up with their stance. Now bends the knees as the pitch comes in, and it's lined back to Detweiler, who makes the stab for the catch inside the circle. Boy, Detweiler is continuing to make plays. That one's probably the best of them so far in the first out here in this inning.
Three times in the last two innings we've seen her make great plays from the circle, and that time a hot shot right up the middle. Flash of that leather once again.
That had some heat behind it. The reaction time, elite. That brings up the senior in Owen Dieters, an RBI single, and a run scored in that first inning, and there's a swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch, and it's no balls and one strike. Now, you mentioned Detweiler's defense, some of the last inning and change. Very good for this Blue Jays team. Here's the 0-1 to Dieters, and a swing and a miss and a pitch in the dirt, quickly 0-2.
Back-to-back off-speed pitches to Dieters, and again, when you've got that confidence in your kind of what you call your junk pitches, man, it doesn't matter where they're at.
See what Detweiler comes up here with. 0-2, and there is a swing and a miss. Way out in front was Dieters. That swing appeared to be, I was thinking, fastball, but the off-speed came in there. And the second strikeout here for Detweiler.
A couple times that we've just seen that from Detweiler. Wheeling from the Centralia side as well. Both these pitchers very confident in what they've got in their bag.
So two up and two down. Here is Becker, the sophomore right fielder. And a swing and a miss at the first offering, and it's 0-1.
Starting to wonder if Detweiler even has a fastball right now, Brandon, because his off-speed has been really, really good.
Definitely catching these last couple of Panthers off guard. Next pitch, missed it outside, one ball, one strike. The first time today that Detweiler has retired the first two in the Panther order. Right now the Panthers leading by four, two outs, base is empty here in the home third. Another good pitch there, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Low and inside with that off-speed pitch. So the Blue Jays trying to keep Centralia off the board for the first time here today. Next pitch in the dirt, a swing and a miss, throw down to first, well in time for the out. Back-to-back strikeout for Detweiler, and she retires the middle of the order for Centralia, 1-2-3. We go to the fourth inning of play here on KNZA. The Panthers lead the Blue Jays. It is 6-2.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Great beginnings happen at Sabetha Community Hospital. From the moment you know you're pregnant, we're here for you every step of the way. Imagine your own private room, expert doctors, prenatal classes, and lactation support, all focused on you and your precious newborn. Our labor and delivery rooms are designed for your family's comfort and privacy. Ready for a wonderful beginning? Call the Labor and Delivery Department at Sabetha Community Hospital today. 785-284-1529. Sabetha Community Hospital, supporting families close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
to the halfway point here in Marysville today. Three innings down and four to go. This quarterfinal regional softball matchup in Marysville. Brandon, Jake, Kurt Kilman with you as Chloe Detweiler leads off this top of the fourth inning for this Blue Jays team, trailing the Panthers right now. It is a 6-2 score. And here we go. Blair Wheeling back inside the circle. Lines it up. Fires in the first pitch. Ripped to the left side. A belt high snag by Gibbs. Throw to first in time for out number one.
Gibbs has been phenomenal at shortstop for Centralia here in this game.
Oh, we've seen a few good defensive plays on both sides of the ball. So one pitch, one out. That brings up the freshman DP, Ava Edelman.
Score update for you, Brandon, on the other field. It's 3-0 right now. Top of the third. Omaha Central leading Hiawatha over on 92-1.
And the two winners from these games will meet in the semifinals here in Marysville tomorrow. One ball, no strikes to count here on Edelman. Singled in her first at bat. One out, base is empty here in the fourth. Wheeling's next pitch, slow roller left side, could be a tough play. Heinen fields, fires, and delivers out number two. So back-to-back ground outs on three pitches, and just like that, two outs in the inning, and that brings up Bailey Stahl.
Hyden must have the broadcast in her ears because she heard you say it could be a difficult play, and she made that look easy.
Yep. What do I know, right? Fairly easy breezy. Here's Stahl. Open stance from the right side. Wheeling has now retired five in a row. First pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1.
Nice off-speed pitch there on the inside portion of the plate. All last time up, hit in the helmet.
It was close, but just grazed the helmet. Got her a free base. Next pitch off speed, just missed. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So again, five straight. And Wheeling has retired here. And a chance to retire this Blue Jay order 1-2-3 for the first time today. One ball, one strike here on Stahl. Here's the pitch, lifted high in the air, blowing towards the right center field gap with that wind, and misplaying it is Tatum Kramer, and that's going to allow Stahl to round second, but she had to pump the brakes and get back there. A little frustration there. Boy, that wind played a part in that one out in right center, close to the fence, and that is a two-out knock, and that brings up Sophia Haverkamp.
With the wind and everything, again, I'm not an official scorer. I don't know you're not either. We'll probably just give that as a double right there.
And all of our stats are always unofficial.
Yes, sir. Difficult play for Kramer out there with the way this wind is howling.
We'll call it a double for now and a two-out extra base knock, and it brings up Haverkamp. Blue Jays are trailing by four. Can they get a key knock here to cut that to three potentially? Haverkamp takes one in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Stahl at second base. Tad bit open on the stance from the right side is Haverkamp. Wheeling's pitch a little bit low and out. And one ball and one strike. Well, you mentioned Omaha up 3-0 on the other field against Hiawatha. About the same pace with our game here in Marysville and Riverside. The first semifinal set for tomorrow afternoon. Next pitch, a little bit outside. 2-1. Haverkamp lined out to short in her first at bat of today's game. As Wheeling sets, right foot staggered forward, middle of the rubber, swings the right arm through, off speed, swung on and missed. It's 2-2.
So far today, we've seen when these pitchers need to make a good pitch, they're going off speed and pulling that string and getting hitters way out in front.
Let's see what she comes back here with the 2-2 count. Runner at second base and two down. Takes a little bit off. It's a hard shot to the left side, but just foul. So Haverkamp hung on to it, waited just a touch, but out front by a hair. So we'll try it again at two balls and two strikes after a couple of early groundouts by Detweiler and Edelman. A two-out double by Stahl. She's at second, and right now a 2-2 count here on Haverkamp. And the Blue Jays get a clutch RBI here from their sophomore second baseman. And she fouls this one away off the inner part of the bat down the right side of the line, and we'll try it again for a third time at 2-2.
Six pitches this at bat, a couple good foul jobs there by Haverkamp, keeping herself alive, and Wheeling looking over at her coach saying, okay, what do you want me to throw this time?
A 6-2 Panthers lead. Here's another 2-2. Outside ball three. Good eye there by Haverkamp. And it runs full with Hazenkamp due up next.
You can work 7, 8, 9 pitch at bats. That tends to start favoring the batter.
Runner at second base is Stahl. Wheeling checks the band, sets the right foot forward on the rubber, and fires in the 3-2. Off speed, ground ball left side, but foul. You mentioned working up that count. Yes, Hazenkamp is working a lengthy at bat here.
Yeah, ninth pitch coming up here. Two away here. Top of the fourth, Blue Jays trying to scratch another run across here and trim that deficit.
Blue Jays have scored one run in each of the last two. They would love to keep that trend going here in the fourth. Next pitch low, ball four. What an at-bat for the sophomore, Sophia Hazenkamp, and that brings up Hazenkamp with two on and two out.
Yeah, it's a nine-pitch at-bat, results in a walk. Hazenkamp really did a good job, good piece of hitting there, and finds herself at first base.
Second walk allowed by Wheeling today, and that brings up number nine in the order in Hazenkamp, the freshman right fielder. But a productive at-bat with a sac fly her first time up, and now dances out of the way of a pitch that ran inside, and it's one ball, no strikes.
That was a fastball there from Wheeling. Is trying to go on the inside corner, lost it just a little bit. Hazenkamp dodging it out of the way.
Stahl at second, Hazenkamp at first base. Two down here in the inning. Next pitch, just missed off the outside part of the plate, and it's 2-0.
Smith trying to get back to the top of the order here, Brandon, here in the top of the fourth inning.
They would love to flip it up for a third time here as they're trying to put some pressure here on the Panthers in this top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Ground ball stabbed by the pitcher, and Wheeling has to settle. Fire to first, not in time. It's an infield hit for Hazenkamp. Two productive at-bats today for the number nine hitter, and the bases are loaded with two down. To the top of the order we go with Kira Kime.
Almost kind of stunned Wheeling there. She flashed the leather to stop that ground ball right up the middle, and she's actually checking her wrist right now. She might have been got a little hurt there with that.
A little bit of a pause in the action here, so we'll kind of lay it down for you. We're in the top of the fourth inning. The Panthers scored five runs in the first inning. They lead it right now at 6-2. But after two quick groundouts by Detweiler and Edelman, a double, a walk, and an infield single has loaded the bases up for the Blue Jays, as we'll get a third time through the order here with Kira Kime.
Kime reached on error last time up, Brandon, and kind of started that run a little bit, if you will, for Sabetha in that third inning. Was able to come around and score on a throwing error.
Boy, how crucial is this sequence coming up here in this game? And the Panthers are up by four. But if Kime can come through with a base knock or any way, just get on in any way, shape, or form, this game's going to tighten up a little bit.
Keep in mind that second time now, Sabetha's had the bases loaded in this game. First time, had no outs. Only able to scratch across one run. Centralia did a great job defensively when that situation came up. Now there's two outs, bases juiced. Top of the order.
Here's Kime, who has reached twice, pitch in the air, also singled in the first. And the first pitch to Kime is high and away for ball one. Stahl at third, Hazenkamp at second, Hazenkamp the runner at first. Blue Jays trying to do all this damage with two outs.
Centralia defense lined up pretty much straight away in the outfield.
One ball, no strikes here on Kime. Here's the pitch, gets away, hits the backstop, runner takes off for home, nobody covers, and that is now a 6-3 game as a wild pitch cuts this thing in half.
Wheeling kind of forgot to cover home there. Great hustle there by Schreiner. The flip to home was perfect, but nobody home.
Everybody advances. Now second and third with two outs. A base hit could potentially make this a one-run game. Now a 6-3 margin in favor of the Panthers. Here's the next pitch. It runs up inside. And now three balls and no strikes. Blue Jays putting the pressure on with two down here in the fourth. And looking for more. Here's the 3-0. Taken all the way, and it's called strike. Three balls and one strike. Blue Jays team once again went 11-9 in Big East League play. That was tied for fifth. Very top-heavy softball league this year in the Big East. Here's a slow roller to the right side, fielded by Hazenkamp. Touches the bag at first herself for the out, and that retires the side. So the Blue Jays get one, but on the other side, the Panthers limit the damage. We have played 3.5. We got 3.5 to go as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Marysville. The Panthers 6 and the Blue Jays 3.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halfway in, halfway home here on a KNZA. High school softball here in Marysville. Quarterfinal matchup here in the 3A classification. The 3-seed Centralia Panthers leading the 6-seed Sabetha Blue Jays. It is a 6-3 score as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is 8-9-1 in the Centralia order. Chloe Detweiler back to work. First pitch is hit to the left side and a base hit to left field. Time diving to her right from the shortstop position. Couldn't quite get there in time. One pitch and a leadoff single for Josie Haverkamp. Good start here for the Panthers in the home fourth. That'll bring up number 9 in the order in Tatum Kramer. Ground out to the pitcher in her first at bat, but Haverkamp now at first base with nobody out. Panthers scored 5 in the first, 1 in the second. And the first pitch a little bit upstairs for ball number 1.
Give you an update here, Brandon, down in the other field. It's 3-2 now in the bottom half of the third inning.
So Hiawatha trying to chip away there. Good one so far. The field to our right. Next pitch here by Detweiler. A little bit slow to Tatum Kramer, and it's now 2 balls, no strikes. So Haverkamp, a leadoff single on the first pitch that she saw to left field. She is at first base, and now a 2-0 count here on Kramer. Panthers held the Blue Jays to just 1 in that last inning. But it's a 6-3 Panther lead, and now a ground ball. Detweiler fields. Her throw is sailed out to center field. She tried to get the lead run at second base, and a costly mistake there. And the Panthers now 2 on and nobody out.
Error there on Detweiler. And right before that pitch, I was about to make a comment about that was one of the amazing plays that Detweiler had in the second inning was a ground ball from Tatum Kramer back to Detweiler. That time she's able to field it, sailed it into center field.
I think she felt maybe a little bit rushed. She certainly had time. It was a hot shot, but that error now 2 on and nobody out. And we're back to the top of the order here with Tessa Partham. Her first pitch to her is a called strike, and it's 0-1. A single and a run scored in the first, reached on an error and scored in the second. Big opportunity here for the Panthers to add to a 3-run lead. 2 on, nobody out. Next pitch a little bit high, and it's 1-1.
So Centralia now kind of threatened, and every time Sabetha has found themselves
trying to chip away.
Yes, coming back into the game, Centralia able to answer each time.
See if they can do it for a third time. Ground ball, it's batted down at third by Stahl, and that's all she's going to be able to do. Everybody is safe. It's an infield hit by Parthamer, and they're loaded up with nobody out. And this is a big moment here in the bottom of the fourth. The Panthers are trying to extend on a 3-run lead.
Well, Sabetha's had the base loaded twice in this game. One time with no outs, one time in the previous top half of this inning. With 2 outs, this is Centralia's opportunity to go to work.
First pitch here to Taba Gibbs is low for ball 1. She had the monster RBI double, a one-hopper to the left center field fence back in the second. She's also reached on an error and scored in the first. A timeout called there by the umpire, and tying the shoe at third base is the coach.
Coach.
Haverkamp. Coach, I need my shoe tied.
That's right.
And it pauses the action. So, again, Haverkamp after the freshly tied shoe at third. Kramer. At second, Parthamer at first. Here's the pitch. It is in the dirt. Good stop by Stapleton. And the count in favor of Gibbs at 2 balls and no strikes.
Got to give love there to Stapleton. That was textbook. Flips the glove over collapses the body, keeps that ball in front, not to allow Havercamp a chance to score.
Here it is, 2-0. It's in there for a called strike, now 2-1. So again, Centralia, 5 runs on 3 hits in the first. They got 1 in the second on 1 hit. They went 3 up, 3 down in the third, and now they're loaded with nobody out here in the fourth. Well, the 2-1 is a ground ball to the left side. It finds a hole out into left field for a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Tatum Kramer. She will score. Tava Gibbs has driven in 3, this time on a 2-RBI double. And back to a 5-run lead. It is 8-3 Centralia.
Gibbs now with 3 RBIs in the game. And good piece of hitting there. Just sent the ball right between third and short. Into left field for a 2-RBI single.
Well, you mentioned again, every time Sabetha has threatened to chip away, the Panthers have responded right back, and they've done it again here in the fourth, and a chance for more. As Hayden Kramer steps in, takes one outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Runners at first and second, nobody out. 2 RBI knock by Gibbs. Next pitch is a little bit outside. It's 2-0. Hayden Kramer, a walk and a run scored. Also stole a base in the first, and then a ground out to the pitcher in her second at bat. She is 0-1. Detweiler sets and deals, and a swing and a miss at a fastball there. The green lights, and the winner on that one, Detweiler, now 2-1. Barthamer at second base, Gibbs at first. 2 runs, and scratched across here. Panthers back up by 5, bunt shown, and it's put down but foul. Skips right in front of us, and it evens up the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah, kind of a last bunt for a single opportunity right there for Hayden Kramer. Off the end of the bat, foul. You notice outfield right now as well as Sabetha. They've got in right field Hazenkamp, and she's shading more towards the right field line. Big gap in right center.
There's a good pitch there. Swing and a miss. And down it goes Kramer on the strikeout. That was much needed for Detweiler, her 4th strikeout today.
Good off-speed pitch there by Detweiler. Sits Kramer down. Wheeling will come in now. The ground ball, double play, still in effect here for Sabetha. Try and get out of this, but Wheeling trying to pad the lead and give her some more insurance.
RBI single for her in the first, and now she hits this to right field, going towards the line to make the catch. Hazenkamp ran it down. Both runners have to hold true, so after a strikeout, 1 pitch, a fly out to right, now 2 down in the inning, and it's up now to Claire Heinen.
Nice play there in right field from Hazenkamp. Wind kind of helping that ball move more to the line and able to track it down and get the ball back in, not allowing the Panthers to advance.
Barthamer at second, Gibbs still at first base. Now 2 outs in the inning for Heinen. First pitch, a swing and a miss for strike number 1. She is 0-2 today. A ground out and a line out.
Gibbs got way off the first base bag there. She thought that maybe Barthamer would try to go to third, but able to get back safely before Sabetha could realize.
So if you're Detweiler, a little confidence with back-to-back outs here, but still need one more. Next pitch, just fouled away, and it's 0-2. So the Panthers, again, have scratched across 2 more in this inning. They lead the Blue Jays. It is 8-3 here in the bottom of the fourth. Heinen from the right side, batter's box, junior third baseman. Where's jersey number 15? Here's Detweiler's pitch. It is in the dirt. Stapleton Field to kind of ricocheted out in front of her, but couldn't get up and the ball out in time, and both runners advanced to second and third.
Man, perfect time for a steal to be on there for Centralia. Ball in the dirt. Made it easy to swipe 2 bags. Now you've got 2 runners in scoring position. 2 away here for Heinen.
2-strike count, though. It's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Little slow roller. Right back to Detweiler. The plays at first. Makes it in time for the out. And that retires the side. But a big 2-RBI knock by Tava Gibbs. Panthers still strand 2 in scoring position. But they pad their lead as we have finished 4 here in Marysville. Centralia's lead is 8-3 on KMZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Four innings down here in Marysville. The Sabetha Blue Jays coming up here in the top of the fifth inning, trailing the Centralia Panthers 8-3 on KNZA. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tamman, Captain Kirk in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air here today. Again, we're down to the second to last week of the high school sports seasons. We got state action coming your way next week, baseball, softball, track and field as well. Busy time of the year, but for Sabetha, they're going to have to rally. Let's see if it starts here in the fifth. Blair Wheeling back inside the circle. Here's Hallie Mitchell. She's 0 for 2. Panthers by 5. First pitch by Wheeling is a little bit outside for ball one, and the top of the fifth is a go.
Great pitch there from Wheeling just outside. Get off speed pitch, and we're going to start bringing a radar gun here because I bet that thing came in at 40 miles an hour. That thing was crawling across.
Aaron Boltz, Jillian Stapleton will follow in the inning. Next pitch a little bit low, and it's two balls, no strikes. Mitchell struck out swinging in the first, grounded out to short in the third.
Can you tell that I love off-speed pitches? Have you noticed that yet?
Yeah, maybe a touch.
It's kind of my favorite pitch.
Let's see if she comes back with the off-speed here. Wheeling fires. Just missed upstairs, three balls, no strikes. Counts in favor of Mitchell, senior center fielder. Again, we've seen multiple times Blue Jays kind of bounce back, but every time a team has done something, the other team has responded. Right now the favor is for Centralia at 8-3 as Mitchell takes one all the way, and it's now three balls, one strike. Boy, it was super cloudy when we got here this afternoon, but all those clouds have gone away, and it is sunshine, to say the least, as Mitchell fouls one away to make it 3-2.
Perfect night for some softball and other areas, baseball.
Maybe minus the breeze just a touch, but it feels all right.
I mean, for broadcasting, yeah, we don't want the wind, but man, as a player, give me a little bit of breeze. Bless your help if I get a pop file or a pop fly to carry a little bit further.
So after jumping out 3-0, Mitchell is back to a 3-2 count. Ground ball deep in the shortstop hole. Long throw gets away, and it's going to turn into a hit here for Mitchell. Even if it's on target, I'm not sure if the throw was in time. It would have been a bang-bang play. We'll call it an infield hit, and Mitchell's at first base with nobody out. Jake's shaking his head no. He thinks it's an error.
No.
Okay.
You go right ahead, buddy.
Okay. Well, we might mark it down differently. Either way, a leadoff base runner here for the Blue Jays.
I didn't expect you to be looking at me when I was shaking my head.
I can see you out of the corner of my eye.
Tough play.
Here's a first pitch foul off there by Boltz. No balls, one strike. She reached on a fielder's choice in the first and a ground out to third. In the third.
Yeah, we're not here to criticize, tough plays, and we want to give the kids every hit they can get.
We just got to tell you what the score is, really, right at the end of the day. Right now it's 8-3 Centralia in the top of the fifth. The 0-1 is laced out into left field, a sharp knock. It's cut off quickly by Kramer. She gets it in, and that moves up Mitchell to second. And now two on and nobody out. That is for sure a single by Boltz.
Yeah, no doubt about that one. Nice hard hit there from Boltz. Right past the glove of Gibbs at short. And you mentioned it already once, Brandon. These teams, when one scratches a run or two across, the other one responds.
The only problem is for Sabetha, the Panthers have done a little bit more damage on their come up. But now it is two on and nobody out here for Stapleton in the first pitch in the dirt for ball one. She is 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out. Right now she's got Mitchell at second, Boltz at first. Sabetha trailing by 5 as they bat here in the top of the fifth. Wheeling sets, delivers, lifted high in the air, shallow left field, might stay in the dirt just on the edge of the grass. It's Gibbs to make the catch for a big out number one for Wheeling and company.
Nice job there by Tava Gibbs to call that one off. Crashing in from center field was Tatum Kramer. Gibbs able to collect underneath that for the first out. Stapleton just missed that one.
So Stapleton 0 for 3. That brings up Detweiler. Walked and scored in the second. Grounded out to short in the fourth. And her first pitch that she watches here tails away for ball number one. So Mitchell still at second. Bolt still the runner at first. Now one out in the inning. Detweiler a tad bit open on her stance from the right side. Here's the pitch. It is up and away for ball two. Last we checked, it was a 3-2 at Nemaha Central lead. Over on the field to our right, two winners of the current games will play in a semifinal tomorrow. Blue Jays, again, going to have to rally. Can they come away with something here with two on and one out? There's a foul right back into the screen in front of us, and now Detweiler still in front, but now 2-1.
Every time Wheeling, again, has needed to get a pitch across, spin off speed, she's got confidence with that in the circle.
And Blair Wheeling, just a freshman pitching in arguably her biggest game of the season here in the regional quarterfinal round as she delivers one in there for a called strike, and it's 2-2.
Want to guess what kind of pitch that was again there, Brandon?
As fast of a fastball. I'm just kidding. It was very off-speed and nicely placed knee high. Here's a big 2-2 on the way. Staggered stance. Swings the right arm through. Off speed. Just missed outside. Throw to third. Double steal. Not in time. The count runs full at 3-2, but the double steal was on. Mitchell to third and Bolt to second.
Pretty good throw there from Schreiner, but unable to get the tag applied quick enough. And two runners in scoring position now for the Jays.
And now a 3-2 count here on Detweiler with Edelman on deck. Big pitch coming up here for Wheeling. Here it is. It is low, ball four. So that loads the bases with one out for the freshman DP, Ava Edelman.
So now the third time in this game, Sabetha has had the bases loaded, Brandon, and each time only been able to get a single run across.
You can't rely on that the rest of the way. They're going to have to get multiple runs here. They're down five, but they're loaded up with one out in the inning. Wheeling sets. Pitches to Edelman a little bit outside for ball one. Edelman singled in her first at bat in the second and grounded out to third in the fourth. She is 1-for-2. Right now you got Mitchell at third. Bolts at second. Detweiler the runner at first. 8-3 Centralia here in the away fifth. Wheeling's next pitch, ground ball, left side, staggers through the hole and into left for a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Bolt, in standing, a two RBI hit, and it's a three-run game here in the fifth.
Good piece of hitting there by Edelman. Not the hardest pitch. It was off speed, out in front a little bit, but gets it just past the diving effort of Tava Gibbs at shortstop.
And Detweiler goes to second. So first and second, still one out. Two runs have scored to make it an 8-5 game. First pitch here to Stahl is, I believe, a little bit outside for ball one.
Stahl had a good double last time up. Ended up scoring for Sabetha.
Off speed there, takes it high. Two balls, no strikes. So the Blue Jays have got a big hit this inning from Edelman. Drove in two runs with a single just a moment ago to cut the deficit to three here in the fifth. Still looking for more. Now this one's hit up the middle and out to center field for a base hit past the diving arms of Dieters at second. Here comes the runner. That is Detweiler around third. She will score, and that is going to make this a two-run game. It is now 8-6.
Back-to-back RBI singles by Sabetha right now. We got a stoppage here on the field as we might have a pitching change coming up here.
So it looks like Centralia is going to make the move. They lead it by two, but the Blue Jays, as Crendon Prophet would say, soaring here in Marysville. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Pitching change on the way. We'll let you know who it is right after this on KNZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our first pitching change here in Marysville this afternoon, made by the Panthers, as the Blue Jays have gotten big-time RBI knocks back-to-back, a two RBI single by Edelman, followed by an RBI single by Stahl. And here in the top of the fifth inning, the Blue Jays have cut it to two. It is an 8-6 Centralia lead, still one out in the inning, with two runners on. And this is going to bring up Sophia Haverkamp as Tessa Parthamer is the new pitcher for the Panthers.
Yep, designated player, Brandon, so just a clean swap there, and staying in the same batting order.
A walk and a line out today for Haverkamp, and now two on and still only one out in this inning, and the first pitch gets away to the backstop, and that is going to allow Edelman to get to third, or I'm guessing that's a courtesy runner, beg your pardon, that should be middled out there at third, beg your pardon again, and Stahl up to second, so we are a base hit away from potentially getting this game tied. Turning into a good one here. Parthamer's next pitch. A lot of velocity there, and it's taken for a called strike, knee high.
And that's what we were noticing when she was warming up. But Parthamer, man, she's got a lot of pop on that mitt when she fires that ball in.
Second and third, a two-run lead for the Panthers. Next pitch misses inside to Haverkamp. Two balls, one strike. So those two runners on. Right now, Wheeling is responsible for. She goes four and a third, couple of strikeouts, three walks. Four of the six runs were earned. That pitch in there, and that's a big call right there. Could have been 3-1, but it's a called strike, so it's now 2-2.
Got a feel for Schreiner a little bit here. She goes from Wheeling, who wasn't popping the mitt as hard as Parthamer is right now. She's having a hard time controlling that ball.
2-2, just missed inside. Three balls, two strikes with Haverkamp due up next.
Keep in mind, too, no runner at first base, a drop third strike. Schreiner's got to make a decision with the runner at third.
Big time 3-2 pitch on the way here by Parthamer. Here it is. It is low and in the dirt. Ball four. And the bases are loaded with one out. And Haverkamp represents what would be the go-ahead run if she can scoot all the way around and get the other two in front of her. But here is number nine in the order in Haverkamp, who has had two productive at-bats today with a sack fly and an infield hit. And the first pitch runs in and hits her, and that is going to make this a one-run game, Jake, here in the fifth.
You know, we were talking about Sabetha struggling with the bases loaded, and Centralia doing a great job defensively limiting damage. But in this inning right here in the fifth, Sabetha able to scratch a few more runs across than what they've been able to.
They scored one run in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth, and they have tallied now four here in the fifth with still only one out in what is now a one-run game. Got a pause in the action here. Yep.
Schreiner. Her right hand is that ball deflected off of Haverkamp and went right onto her throwing hand. So we'll stop it here to make sure she's okay. But as you mentioned, Brandon, it's a one-run game now. Bases continue to stay loaded here for Sabetha in a tough spot here for Parthamer. But, again, with the velocity that she's able to bring, you'd think that one pitch could be a ground ball to get them out of this inning. But Sabetha looking to tack on some more.
Well, the Blue Jays have not led in any points in this game. And the first pitch here to the top of the order, and Kira Keim is taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Ninth batter to come to the plate here in this inning for Sabetha.
And the bases are loaded, a one-run game. Next pitch in there for a called strike, and quickly Keim is behind at 0-2.
Parthamer looking really comfortable right now. Quickly back to the slab, two really good pitches on the outside corner.
Big 0-2 pitch coming up here to Keim. Parthamer swings it through. Ground ball left side in play. Fielded by Gibbs. Her only play is at first. It is in time for the out. And if you can hear the Sabetha fans to my right, they do not agree. Boy, that was close. And now the umpire's coming in to make a decision. So right now the call is a ground out, but a run is in, which ties the game. Question is, are they going to change the call, or is it going to be an out at first?
The only other umpire that could help make a decision there would be home plate.
They do say it's an out.
Yeah, that, the only way that that could get changed is that the home plate umpire had a better angle of it. More times than not, home plate umpire will proceed to the field umpire that makes the initial call.
But either way, the game is tied at 8, or I should say it is an 8-7 game, beg your pardon. There's a called strike there to Mitchell, who is batting for a fourth time here today. Or it should be.
I think it is 8-8.
8-8.
Yeah.
It wasn't changed on the scoreboard. I was right. Yeah, we are tied.
You're always right, dude.
I don't agree with that. But it's a two-strike count now on Mitchell. She fouls one away. The 10th batter to come up here. 5 runs have scored. And from down 8-3 to a tie game at 8 apiece. Parthamer just trying to get out of it. And there's a swing and a miss. And down goes Mitchell. When the damage is done and the game is turned upside down, we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. An 8-8 tie here on KNZA.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for over 10 years. Chiropractic care has really helped me with my migraine headaches and has also helped me care for my family, including my special needs daughter. Dr. Lukert and his staff are always welcoming and attentive. Regular chiropractic care has helped me meet my daily challenges, stay involved in extra activities I enjoy, and is an essential part of my life. I would highly recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness to you and your family.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Special K, Kirk Hillman in studio, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tamman here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. What a ball game we're just treating you to here in Marysville. The Blue Jays of Sabetha going into that last half inning, down 8-3. They play 5. It's an 8-8 tie as the Panthers of Centralia come up here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Chloe Detweiler back to work. Owen Dieter steps in, first pitch low and inside for ball one, and a monstrous bottom of the 5th is underway.
If one thing has told us anything about this ball game is every time one team has thrown a punch, the other team has answered. Now it's time for Centralia to see if they can respond.
There's the pitch taken all the way. It's a called strike, evens up the count at 1-1. Dieter's a big hit, RBI single, and a run scored in the first, also a strikeout in the third. She is 1-for-2. Leading things off here in the bottom of the 5th. The first tie since 0-0, and there is a swing and a hearty miss. And now jumping out in front is Detweiler here at 1-2.
And Detweiler's kind of had Owen's number the last two at-bats now with that off-speed, getting Owen way out in front.
4 strikeouts today for Detweiler. Here's the pitch. Chuck catching a piece there is Dieter. She fouls it straight back, and it stays 1-2.
Feel like Detweiler is going to give her a healthy helping of off speed here.
Well, the 4 strikeouts for Detweiler, just 1 walk today. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and Dieter slams the bat in frustration and a monster strikeout to begin the home 5th.
Once again, just off speed, and Dieter cannot stay back enough on it.
Folks, we are tied 8-8 here in the bottom of the 5th. Regional quarterfinal softball matchup in Marysville.
Winner of this one takes on the winner of Nemaha Central Hiawatha, which has been flipped now, Brandon. It's now 4-3, Hiawatha with the lead.
That one's been going back and forth. 2 great games here. Being played on both fields. First pitch here to Melena Becker is high for ball 1. She is 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. And the 1-0 is lifted out towards center field. Playable for Mitchell. Doesn't have to move much. Makes a chest-high catch for out number two.
Spot on the call there, Brandon, as Mitchell didn't have to move but maybe one step. Ball hit right to her, makes the play, and quickly two down here in the bottom half of the fifth inning.
So now Detweiler has retired five in a row. Has a little bit of a groove going with the Blue Jays flipping the momentum on its head in that last half inning. So here's Haverkamp, and a hearty swing and a miss. That's first offering, it's 0-1. Reached on an error, or I should say singled, and scored in her last at bat in the fourth. Well, you might laugh at it. We don't know if it's an error or a single, but there's a foul off there, and it's 0-2.
We're just here again is to tell you what the score is, right?
We try.
Talk about how good plays are being made. Two really good teams here, and I know this is the 3-6 matchup, but
it's playing like a 1-2 right now.
No doubt.
Base is empty, two down. Detweiler trying to retire the Panthers in order for a second time today. The next pitch low and inside runs back into the fence, and it's 1-2. So again, Centralia scored five runs in the first inning. They scored one in the second, two more in the fourth inning, and now batting and trying not to go three up, three down in the fifth, with now the game tied at 8 apiece. A swing and a miss there. Down goes Haverkamp. Six strikeouts now for Detweiler. The Blue Jays have the momentum and a chance to take their first lead as we go to the sixth. Don't go anywhere. It's an 8-8 game here on KNZA.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final two innings here in Marysville. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tam, and Kirk Hillman in studio. First time today, Sabetha an opportunity to take their first lead. Down five on two separate occasions. They scored five in the last inning to tie it. Detweiler retired the Panthers in order to get to this point, and it'll be Aaron Bolts to lead off the sixth in an 8-8 game here in Marysville.
Bolts had a great at-bat last time up. That was against Wheeling, though, and again, Parthamer and Wheeling, the difference between these two pitchers for Centralia, velocity. Parthamer throws this ball a lot harder.
Brings the heat and does not repeat, and is trying to repeat what Detweiler did that last half inning. There's a swing and a miss there. Going to even the count. One ball, one strike here on Bolts. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first. Grounded out to third in the third. And singled and scored in that five-run fifth. Here's Parthamer's 1-1. Caught the inside part of the plate. It's 1-2. Stapleton and Detweiler will follow as the Blue Jays have rallied back to tie this game. Now batting in the sixth. Took a little bit off there, and it rolled in the dirt, 2-2.
Try to go off speed there. And
just let it go a touch,
yeah,
early. It's okay. It's okay. And evens up the count here on Bolts, batting for a fourth time today. 2-2. That one ran inside and missed. Count runs full, three balls, two strikes.
What got Sabetha going in that last inning was a big-time walk that started the inning for Sabetha.
Is a big 3-2 pitch on the way. Popped up, foul. Spectators, beware. Try it again at 3-2.
Seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Again, when you can work that into that 7, 8, 9 pitches in an at-bat, advantage goes to the batter.
I feel like we have seen a lot of lengthy at-bats between these two teams today.
Mm-hmm.
But a second time at three balls, two strikes. Here to Bolts. From Parthamer. Swings the arm through. Low and inside, ball four. The go-ahead run for Sabetha at first base with nobody out here in the sixth. That is the second walk issued by Parthamer in relief, and that brings up Julian Stapleton, who is 0 for 3. Or no, we got a pitch hitter here. Nope, I'm right. I looked at the wrong one. Why didn't you tell me?
I told you earlier, you're right every time.
I'm not, though. I literally was not right there. But I corrected myself, and here is Stapleton. First pitch high and away. Now a throw, well, big throw down to first. Holds back in. One ball, no strikes. Stapleton struck out in the first, grounded out to short in the third, and popped out to short in the fifth. And Sabetha has the potential go-ahead run at first base here in the sixth with nobody out. Pitch by Parthamer. In there for a called strike. Evens up at 1-1. Detweiler in the on-deck circle. Blue Jays team is not led at any point here today. Rallied from multiple 5-run deficits. Here's the pitch. Popped up in the air on the bunt attempt and just spun foul. So now 1-2. Down Stapleton tries that again. And we'll have to swing away down in the count at 1-2.
Difficult thing to do is get a bunt down, but especially if you're going for a hit. Looked like Stapleton was trying to get a bunt for a hit that time. You're trying to just advance the runner. You want to get that straight down into the dirt. That time she's trying to push down the first baseline, but it goes foul.
And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and down goes Stapleton. Second strikeout for Parthamer in relief, and a big first out recorded here in the top of the sixth.
Opportunity knocking, as you mentioned, for Sabetha. Never led in this game, but Parthamer kind of finding a little bit of a groove here.
Here's Detweiler, who's reached twice today, both via the walk. She has scored two runs. And the first pitch she sees in her fourth at bat is high and away for ball one. Runner at first is Bolts with one out here in the sixth. We are tied at 8 apiece. These two teams meeting for the first time this season. Sabetha swept Centralia in two games at the end of the regular season in 2024. Next pitch in there called strike. Now 1-1 here on Detweiler. Big opportunity knocking here for the Blue Jays. Here's a 1-1, swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Parthamer finding a little bit of a groove with that fastball. Looks like the Blue Jays will have a pitch hitter on deck. And here's the foul ball there to keep it alive at 1-2. Yeah, Krista Minold is standing in the on-deck circle for the Blue Jays. Appears to be the next batter up here. Quick stoppage of play. They run out of balls.
I think they're double-checking what the call they want here. As Detweiler stepped out, now she's back in, ready to rock and roll.
Here's the pitch. Low and in the dirt. Now 2-2. There's the third and second. Is it in time? No, the ball popped out. It would have been an out. But Gibbs, the shortstop, when she applied the tag on the steal attempt from Bolt, it popped out at the last second, and Bolt is safe.
Great dive there by Bolt to disrupt the tag, and heck of a throw there by Schreiner.
And now 2-2 in the go-ahead run up into scoring position with one out. Big 2-2 here to Detweiler. Parthamer swings it through. Flips it out deep towards left center field. Back looking up, and that ball is gone! Chloe Detweiler has given the Blue Jays their first lead of the game here in the sixth on a two-run home run, clearing the fence in left center. And the Blue Jays lead for the first time today. It is 10-8.
I mean, when you increase velocity of your pitches, like Centralia did by bringing in Parthamer, all it takes is one level swing. And Chloe Detweiler just tattooed that ball over the left center fence. No chance there. And the Jays have their first lead of the game.
From down 8-3 going into the fifth to now being up 10-8 here in the sixth. They're empty with one out here for Mennel, the pitch hitter for Edelman. And the first pitch, I believe that was foul tipped on the bunt attempt try. So Krista Mennel here, pitch hitting for Ava Edelman, batting from the left side of the dish. But Parthamer now has to settle. Panthers are trailing for the first time in this game. Mennel pops up a bunt and just out the reach of Schreiner, the catcher, and now it's quickly 0-2. A two-run home run by Chloe Detweiler. Sent a charge to the Blue Jay faithful here. The Blue Jays with a 10-8 lead here in the top of the sixth. But an 0-2 count here on Mennel. Or correction, 1-1, beg your pardon. That one is way high, now 2-1. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You said I was always right.
Well, I was not. That time.
So thank you.
That tick that you heard was actually the ball that hit the umpire's shin guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy mistake to make.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
2-1 pitch here to Mennel. Does put the bunt down. Beautifully placed. Third base side. Does she beat the throw? Yes, she does. Heinen at third, beside herself, threw the arms in the air. We have seen two bang-bang calls that maybe we thought we're going to go the other way, but that's going to be an infield bunt single by Mennel.
Great bunt there by Mennel and a great play by Heinen. She charged that perfectly, and as you mentioned, bang-bang play right there. That time it goes in favor of Sabetha.
Here is Stahl. Runner at first base, still only one out in the inning. Blue Jays in front, 10-8. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. It's strike one.
Trying to check her swing at Stahl that time, could not. Good day at the plate for her, though, so far today.
How about reaching base via hit by the pitch? She is doubled and singled, driven in a run, and has scored twice. There's a bunt attempt, but fouled straight back into the screen, and it's 0-2.
Trying to move the kids up. My kids, I guess, I mean Edelman, or Mennel over at first. Yeah, just single.
Not plural. As Mennel is at first base. She was used as courtesy runner early on, but then came up with a bunt single here in a pitch hit scenario, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Stahl pretty quickly.
Great pitch there from Parthamer. It's difficult, Brandon, especially as a pitcher, when you give up a big two-run home run like Parthamer did just two batters ago, then you give up an infield single. She comes right back, though. Three hard pitches and Stahl's down on strike.
Third strikeout for Parthamer in relief, and now it's up to Haverkamp here. He takes one high for ball one.
You mentioned momentum and the transition from the bottom of the fifth to the top of the sixth, and Sabetha's got Uncle Mo on their side.
Runner at first is Mennold. First lead of the day for the Blue Jays here in the sixth, and there's another swing and a miss. This time by Haverkamp, evens up, one ball, one strike. From down 8-3 to up 10-8 in the last two innings in this Blue Jay squad. There's another swing and a miss there, now 1-2.
It's like that Parthamer taking a little bit off on these previous two pitches.
I'd love to order up a strikeout here. Here's the pitch, and it runs inside and hits Haverkamp out the left elbow or two. So on a two-strike pitch, it runs inside. Haverkamp takes first, Mennel to second, and the inning continues for Hazenkamp.
Second time that Parthamer has hit a batter for Sabetha in her relief here. On fastballs, just running inside too much.
Here's Hazenkamp. She's been productive today. First pitch way high. Gets over the head of the catcher and Schreiner, and both runners advance without a throw. That'll be a WP.
Her third wild pitch of her relief here. Again, Parthamer throws this really hard, but struggling a little bit with control.
Can Hazenkamp come through? One ball, no strikes. The pitch missing low and inside. Quickly 2-0. Monster at bat. The Blue Jays are up two with two outs and two in scoring position here in the away six. Parthamer's 2-0. It is hit out towards the gap in right center field, and that baby is trouble. It one hops the fence, and the two runners come in to score. A two-run home run followed by a two RBI double, and the lead extends for the Blue Jays. It is now 12-8.
How about your nine-hole hitter having productive at-bats this entire game? If you're Sabetha, Hazenkamp with a sac fly earlier on, then an infield single got hit her last time up, and then a big two RBI double here extends the Sabetha lead here in the top half of the sixth inning.
And we may have a pitching change, and it looks like the Panthers will go to a third arm, the Blue Jays. A monstrous last couple of innings, so we'll step aside after a two-run double by Hazenkamp. The lead for the Blue Jays is four. Step aside for a pitching change. We're back after this on KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Panthers are going back to Blair Wheeling inside the circle after she started the game and then relieved by Parthamer. Parthamer giving up two RBI hits here in the sixth. This Blue Jays team was down 8-3 at one point. They now lead it 12-8, still batting here in the sixth. Pitch by Wheeling is upstairs for a ball, and stealing third base without a throw is Hazenkamp. We talked about it before that break, how productive your number nine hitter has been today. If you're Sabetha, Hazenkamp, another example right there.
Great job there. Swiping a bag, and when the bunt on, third baseman coming up, nobody home. Gibbs could not get there in time for the throw.
This one is hit out to shallow right field, and backing up and letting it drop is Becker. And another RBI knock, this time by Kime. She has driven in two today, and the lead is five.
Again, you can't get that RBI easily right there without that smart steal and fake bunt by Sabetha. The pitch before, you show bunt, pull that third baseman up, opens up the opportunity to swipe the bag, and then a good piece of hitting there by Kime to bring home Hazenkamp.
So the Blue Jays have batted around in each of the last two innings. They have played it five in each of the last two innings. And their lead is five at 13-8. As Mitchell is in the count, one ball, no strikes. Just an incredible rally here. There's a stolen base attempt. It kicks out to center field, and that's going to allow Kime to take third. Gets there with ease. Starting to unravel here for the Panthers. They're just trying to get the final out here in this inning.
Stolen base there at second, and advancing to third on the error into center field, and another runner in scoring position here for Sabetha.
Mitchell is 1-for-4 today with a single and a run scored back in that 5-run fifth. They have added five more here in the sixth. Now a runner at third with two down, and now that ball gets away, and holding on at third with Kime. She thought about it, but holds.
It's one thing, though. You don't ever want to make the third out of an inning at home. Notice that earlier
today. I figured maybe with the 5-run lead, maybe a little bit frisky there, but maybe the third base coach was like, nope, don't try it. Two balls, no strikes in favor of Mitchell here. Fifth time at the dish here today. Pitch by Wheeling that was a 3-0 pitch, and it's taken low for ball four. Boy, I've been wrong quite a few times here in the last couple of innings, thanks to you.
Well, I shouldn't have said anything.
Of course, the announcer jinx is 100% real. And now the runners are at the corners as Aaron Bolts, who led off this inning, will bat for a second time. Overall, her fifth AB today. She has walked, she has singled, and reached on a fielder's choice. She has scored twice.
Past couple inning rallies for Sabetha has started off with a walk. That's how Bolts started this inning off, was with a walk.
Stole second, came around to score on the two-run homer by Detweiler, and now she hits this one to the left side, just barely foul, and it's no balls and one strike. You just look at some of the big-time hits of the last two innings for this Sabetha team. Of course, the two-run homer by Detweiler. You had Edelman with a 2-RBI knock in the fifth, a 2-RBI knock, a double by Hazenkamp here in this inning, just productive up and down the lineup here when they have needed it the most, and now they have blown it open to a 5-run lead, still batting in the sixth. And Wheeling back inside the circle, takes her time, checks the band, swings the right arm through, it's up and away for ball one.
But they're 2 outs as well. You're not going to instantly have that runner because runners are at the corners. You're not going to instantly see Mitchell trying to steal second because a throw down to second could get that third out of the inning. It's a little chess game going on here.
Next pitch by Wheeling took a little bit off, and this one is absolutely mashed deep to left field, jumping up and
dropped it
at the fence, and that's going to score two. It looked like Hayden Kramer robbed a home run in front of the fence in left field, but the ball comes out. Two more runs score, and it is 15-8. The Blue Jays are blowing it open.
time scores. Mitchell from first scores, and again, it was a big charge in the end of the softball there from Bolts.
What's your call there? Is that an error?
I couldn't see it because of the umpire. So,
well, Kramer had to leap and almost made a fantastic home run saving catch.
Give her a double.
Two driving in there by Bolts. It has been blown open here in the sixth. Next pitch is a little bit high here as Stapleton is in there. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes.
Nice snag there by Schreiner, the catcher for Centralia. Not allowing Bolts to swipe third on a wild pitch.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. It should be 15 on the board, right? The scoreboard showing 14. Now it is in there for a called strike.
You are correct.
Okay, and it's 2-1.
7 runs have scored in this inning alone.
And they had 8 coming into it. Broken 8-8 tie, and they now lead it by 7. Runner at second base with 2 down. That pitch is out. Or correction, nope, spoke too soon. 2-2.
Good pitch there by Wheeling.
My bad.
Grab the outside corner right there.
So Stapleton again up. She is 0 for 4 today. The runner at second base as well. Now she hits this to shallow left field, and it drops in for a base hit. Here comes Bolt. Dancing around third, she taps home for another run. And this time, Stapleton, her first hit. It's an RBI single to add to this lead.
Just a good piece of hitting again, down at the count, really. Anything close, you got to be swinging. And she just lifts this one over the third baseman's head for Centralia. If Heinen couldn't get there and unable to get in there that time out of left field either, Hayden Kramer.
The coach here for Sabetha, sorry, because we were talking about the score, and coach comes in and says, hey, we should have 16, but it's showing 15 on the scoreboard.
You're right, you're the official, I don't care about it.
So, Sabetha might be down a run, as they should not be. Well,
couldn't hear.
The umpire mentioned that he goes off the official score, which right now is 15-8, but it should be 16-8. Well, either way, it's a big lead for the Blue Jays as Detweiler steps in. She had the big 2-run homer earlier in this inning, and the first pitch to her is high for ball one.
Yeah, gave the Blue Jays the lead with that home run.
Well, either way, whether it's a 1-run difference, I mean, you never know, but right now it's still a big-time lead for the Blue Jays, pouring it on here over the last couple of innings. Just stay the course. Once down 5-0 after the first inning. Now they are in complete control, batting in the top of the sixth inning. There's a swing and a miss there. Good pitch by Wheeling, and it's 1-2. So you look at Detweiler. A walk, a run scored, a ground out, a walk, a run scored, and a 2-run homer. Next pitch, ground ball left side, fielded nicely at third by Heinen. Long throw across the diamond in time for the out, and that retires the side. Well, should be 16, but it says 15 on the scoreboard, so according to the umpire, that is the score. 15-8, Sabetha. We go to the bottom of the sixth here on KNCA.
When you think about your farming operation, we help you think of opportunity and that the best is yet to come. Hi, this is Union State Bank. We offer a full range of ag loans from a team that understands agriculture and our local communities. Come see us for operating and equipment purchase loans, real estate loans, including farmland purchases, capital improvements, livestock, and more. Our team is ready and able to help you move forward. So let's get growing. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You might have heard it right there by Jake as we're coming back, checking the other field in the other quarterfinal Marysville. Nemaha Central has doubled up Hiawatha 8-4. And right now, we are in the bottom of the sixth inning. Panthers have a lot of work to do and a short time to get there. Tatum Kramer steps in. Chloe Detweiler back to work. It is 16-8 in favor of the Blue Jays.
Just a massive last two innings from Sabetha.
13 runs in the last two.
You know, just moving the line is what you've been seeing from them.
Detweiler has a nice cushion as the first pitch here to Tatum Kramer is high and away for ball one. Ground out and then reaching on an error and scoring a run. And the two bats at bats today for Tatum Kramer. Fouls this one away. That's 1-1.
The big difference we've seen, too, in these last couple of innings, though, is you've seen Chloe Detweiler really kind of settle in the circle, throwing a lot of strikes and defense playing well behind her. Really just not able to find the open gaps.
Next pitch is popped up. Patrons beware into the trees and down it goes. 1-2. My favorite on foul balls is cars beware.
No vehicle is
not
close enough here.
Yeah, I don't think so. We're a little bit away from the lots. So 1-2, low and inside, 2-2.
I'm about to say playground beware, though. There's a nice little playground right behind us. A bunch of kids playing on that.
Detweiler going back to the fourth has retired six consecutive Panthers. Panthers got a lot of work to do. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Kramer. Off speed, your favorite.
Yes.
Seven strikeouts now for Detweiler in the first out here in the home six.
Anybody can throw a fastball, Brandon. Anybody can. You can just grip it and rip it, but it's the off speed that's the finesse. That's the art that takes more time for pitchers to learn and adapt and be able to throw it with confidence. And right there on a much needed 2-2 count, Detweiler delivered.
Comes in with the knee-high fastball, called strike here to Parthamer, back to the top of the order. This Panther team, and Parthamer's had a good day, a couple of hits, and a couple of runs scored. Next pitch, it skips in the dirt, 1-1.
Anybody that doesn't believe in momentum in sports, especially the high school level, I don't know if they've watched enough high school sports because it's such a real thing, and right now everything is on Sabetha's side, and you can just see it in the mannerisms from both of these teams right now.
Next pitch was a little bit upstairs, 2-1, and that was certainly not the case in the early innings as the Panthers jumped out to a 5-0 lead, had an 8-3 lead through the middle innings, but 13 runs over the last two innings for the Blue Jays. And now this one is hit to the right side and a base hit out into right field as Hazenkamp Fields gets it in quickly and a one-out hit for Parthamer. That is her third single today.
And that stops it was seventh consecutive Panthers had been retired by Detweiler, and Parthamer breaks that streak and tries to breathe some life into this Panther lineup.
As some would say, you just got to keep the line moving. And now here's Tava Gibbs, who has had a really good afternoon as well and needs to come away with something here. First pitch is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. She had an RBI double in the second and a two-run single in the fourth. It's also reached on an error. So all three of her at-bats certainly productive today. There's a nice fastball catching the inside part of the plate. Quickly, no ball, two strikes.
Gibbs, a player that you definitely don't want to leave a pitch out over the plate for her.
Runner at first base, one out here in the home six. Sabetha has blown this game open. They lead it by 8. That 0-2 is in the dirt. 1-2. Aiden Kramer in the on-deck circle. Panthers team are down to their final four outs, and this is hit well out into left field for a base hit. Lined it over Stahl at third. Now the throw comes in, gets away a little bit, but neither runner takes a second chance, and back-to-back singles after a strikeout. That brings up Hayden Kramer.
Yeah, ripped that ball, did Tava Gibbs, right over Stahl, as you mentioned, and looked more like a little angry swing there from Tava. She's had a great day at the plate, bringing up Hayden in the three spot. One away here in bottom half of the sixth.
Hayden Kramer, a walk and a run scored, also a ground out and a strikeout. They're at first and second with one down. First pitch in there called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, 5 runs on 3 hits in the first. In the previous 4 innings, 3 runs on 4 hits. Got to get something moving here if you are the Panthers. That next pitch low and away, and it's 1-1. Parthamer at second, gives the runner at first. Back-to-back singles with one out here in the sixth.
Wheeling on deck, Heinen in the hole, and Panthers trying to chip away here.
And this one is fouled away, and towards the parking lot it goes. I could not catch it. It is 1-2.
We do have a net above us, too, so, I mean, even if it were to drop here,
squeak one down there.
I don't know if you're going to be able to catch it.
Well, maybe. Depends how it lands, but you never know.
Might catch it with the top of your head.
There you go. Kramer at 1-2, batting from the left side, jersey number 0. 1-2. Little ground ball to the right side. Will it stay in play? It will, as Detweiler picked it up. I don't think it had enough heat to go in foul territory. I think Detweiler saw that and tried to pick it up, but it's an infield hit for Kramer, and the bases are loaded with one out.
You know, we call that right there, Brandon. That is a swinging bunt right there by Hayden Kramer. Full swing, barely tips to the end of the bat, but just dribbles down the first base line and stays in fair territory.
Oh, here's your opportunity. The Panthers here, long way to go, but the bases are loaded with one out. Here's Wheeling. And takes one low for ball one. Had an RBI single and a run scored in the first. Also, she is grounded out to third and is also lined out to right. Here is the 1-0. Hit well, out towards center field, backing up is Mitchell towards the fence, reaching up, it's off the top of the wall, and it stays in play. One run is in, and it looks like that's all it's going to be. Correct that, two runs are in. And it's now a 16-10 game here in the sixth, as that was 2 inches away from a grand slam.
And I wonder if Centrea is going to talk to the umpire about this. That looked like it hit the top of the netting.
It did.
And if it
100%.
Hit the top of that netting, the yellow portion of it, that should be classified as a home run.
Well, it's just going to be called a courtesy runner now, but it's a two-run double by Wheeling, and she has driven in three tonight and has made this a six-run game. So technically, beg your pardon, that's only a single.
Yeah.
First pitch here by to Heinen, from Detweiler is fouled away for strike one. So
Kramer,
the ball landed on top of the fence. Sorry to cut you off there, but then it kind of pushed the fence down and just kind of rolled off. And, I mean, I'm talking inches away from a monstrous grand slam, but you'll take two runs. Got to still try to chip away. Still only one out in the inning.
Yeah, still only one away. You got Hayden Kramer at second. Wheeling with the longest single of her career.
There's one in there for a called strike. Steele attempts a third, and the ball pops out. And in there safely is Kramer as the double steal is applied. There is a courtesy runner in for Wheeling right now.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't catch that number, but nonetheless, representing Wheeling at second base. So now base hit could cut this to a four-run game.
Hard to tell, too, because she's got a pullover on. And
it is an 0-2 count, though, here on Heinen. Has to come through. Swing and a miss. She does not. Big strikeout there for out number two. Make it 8 strikeouts today for Detweiler. And now it's up to Owen Dieters, the Class 1A D1 Player of the Year in basketball.
BC commit that's in a big spot here as a senior for Centralia. Panthers trying to chip away even more.
It is a 6-run deficit here for the Panthers. First pitch to Dieters is fouled away. It's 0-1.
Keep in mind the struggle that Dieters had had at the plate so far today has been the off-speed from Detweiler. Dieters has found herself way out in front.
The Panthers were up big early. Now they are down, but they have gotten a couple runs here, and there's a swing and a miss, and Dieters quickly behind at 0-2. And a courtesy runner at second base for Wheeling. Kramer, the runner at third. Right now, two runs have crossed, but still the deficit is 6. Two-strike pitch on the way. It's in the dirt. Kicks away from Stapleton, but gets on it quickly, and it's now 1-2.
Becker on deck, hoping to get an opportunity here if Dieters can come through for Centralia. And Detweiler trying to strike out Dieters for the third time today.
Here's a 1-2 in the dirt. Good slide there and stab by Stapleton behind the dish. Keep it in front. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. There have been a lot of runs between these two teams today. Right now, the biggest of the two runs have been the Blue Jays over the last two. Swing and a miss. Down goes Dieters. Back-to-back strikeouts. And now Detweiler piling him up. It's number 9 in the game today. But the Panthers get 2.
And we go to the final inning here in Marysville. It's a 16-10 Blue Jays lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now we go to the top of the seventh inning here in Marysville, and right now the Blue Jays trying to add some key insurance runs, but they lead it by six, a 16-10 score over Centralia as we go to this final inning of play. Krista Middleton will lead things off. Her second at bat here today. She pitch hit for Ava Edelman in the last inning and now lays down a beauty of a bunt first base side. The throw is not in time. She beats it for an infield bunt single.
Beautiful bunt right there and quickly down the line. That was a really good attempt by Wheeling, but the speed.
So how about Menold? Couple of bunt singles. She's two for two. That brings up Bailey Stahl. So, again, it's a 16-10 Sabetha lead batting in the top of the seventh. First pitch by Wheeling, up and away, ball one. Stahl has been hit by a pitch. She has doubled. She has singled. She has driven in a run, and she has scored twice. Runner at first base, nobody out here in the 0-7. Wheeling sets and deals. Off speed, and it's hit out towards shallow center, and it drops in for a base hit. And now it kicks away from the center fielder in Tatum Kramer, and that allows an extra base to be taken by both runners. A single and an error. The Blue Jays have two in scoring position with nobody out.
And right now, everything again is just going Sabetha away. And, man, you go back to the first inning when, I'll tell you, on five on them, and Uncle Mo was on their side, but Sabetha's just slowly chipped away throughout this game, taking advantage of every opportunity as it comes.
Well, the Blue Jays had three runs on four hits through the first four innings. Innings five and six, they tallied 13 runs on 10 hits. And now they have a chance to add here in the seventh. And the first pitch up to Sophia Haverkamp is taken high for ball one. Fifth at bat today for number eight in the order. A line out, a walk, and was also hit by a pitch. She has scored a run. Next pitch by Wheeling in the dirt, and it's two balls, no strikes. So back-to-back hits and an error as Menold at third and Stahl at second base here in the top of the seventh inning. Lights are on. The sun is setting. Here's the pitch. Taken all the way, and it's called strike. Make it 2-1.
The temperature's dropping.
Brandon. It is a little chilly.
It is dropping quick.
Blankets, some hoodies.
Yeah.
Not too bad, though. Haverkamp. Counting her favor, still 2-1, and now she hits this slow roller left side. Nice field by Heinen at third. Throw to first in time for the out, but a productive AB as Menold comes in to score. Happy football score at 17-10.
And that was just, again, a good piece of hitting. And good speed from Menold over at third. She was going on contact, and Heinen never looked home. Got the out. Now, as you mentioned, lead back up to seven for the Jays.
And you got Stahl at third with one out. Here is Hazenkamp. First pitch in the dirt. Dug up nicely by Schreiner to keep it in front. Hazenkamp jumps out in front at 1-0.
Nemaw Central really pouring it on down on the other field. They've now got a lead of 12-4.
Now, you're telling me tomorrow you get Nemaha Central and Sabetha hold on. Those are going to be both baseball and softball semifinal matchups. How about that?
Things always work out that way, doesn't it? Where Nemaha County rivalry, doesn't matter what sport it is.
Right now, Hazenkamp up there, runner at third. The run is already across here on the ground out by Haverkamp.
17-10, the Blue Jays lead, batting in the top of the seventh. Now this is hit well towards the gap in left center, and that baby is trouble. That two hops the fence. Another extra base hit. It gets thrown in quickly as Hazenkamp, her second consecutive run-producing double, and it's now 18-10.
Just roped that one to the fence in left center, and the two runs that Sabetha gave up in the bottom of the sixth got it right back here, still just one away, and a runner in scoring position back to the top of the order. How about that nine spot, though, today?
An incredible afternoon for Hazenkamp. Two doubles, a single, three RBIs, or correction, make it four RBIs. As Kime steps in, first pitch high for ball one.
Makes you a very dangerous lineup when, you know, when I fill out my lineups for my summer baseball teams, my nine-hole hitter, though, people think that's maybe your weaker hitter. I look at them as my second leadoff, and Hazenkamp's been just that.
Here's a ground ball right back to Wheeling inside the circle with the field and the toss to first in time for the out, and that is out number two in the process. Hazenkamp from second to third.
And when I say your second leadoff as that nine-hole hitter, that's really just somebody you know that's going to put the ball in play. And Hazenkamp's done a phenomenal job of that here today for Sabetha. Really no holes in this lineup.
This is the sixth time through the Sabetha order, and it's number two right now in that order with Hallie Mitchell. First pitch a little bit up and outside for ball number one. So two outs here in the seventh, runner at third. Two more runs have scored as the lead is now 18-10 in favor of the team out of the Big East. Wheeling's next pitch in the dirt. Good scoop by Schreiner to keep it in front. Popped away, but not away enough for the runner to dart home. Now the count, two balls, no strikes. A strikeout, a ground out, a single, a strikeout, and a walk. A couple of runs scored as well for Mitchell today. And the runner at third is Hazenkamp. Wheeling sets, fires. That one is in there for a called strike, taken all the way, and it's 2-1.
Great job there by Schreiner behind the dish. Catchers don't get a whole lot of love, I don't think, throughout a game. Great frame there on the inside portion of the plate. Held it out there for the umpire to see. Called it as a strike.
Next one, hit to the left side, just foul. 2-2.
Great play by coach over there. Capan was in play.
Make put sure a glove on him.
That's right.
Now an even Stevens count. Referenced that earlier. 2-2. Blue Jays with an 18-10 lead here in the seventh. The pitch lifted high in the air out towards center field. It's playable for Tatum Kramer in front of the fence. She'll make the catch to retire the side. So, again, two more added for the Blue Jays. They are three outs away from advancing. Panthers, they got to draw something up. They're down 18-10. To the bottom of the seventh we go here on KMZA.
Prioritize your health. Summer is the perfect time to catch up on your healthcare needs. Whether it's scheduling that long overdue checkup, trying out a new fitness routine, or simply making healthy lifestyle choices, there is no better time than now. Take advantage of the longer days and warmer weather to focus on your well-being. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141 to schedule a time with your healthcare provider and make the most of your summer for a healthier you. Your health is important, so make it a priority this summer.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now this quarterfinal softball matchup in Marysville is down to the bottom of the seventh inning of the Centralia Panthers. Their season on the brink of elimination here. They really got to put something together. 18-10, the Blue Jays leading. Chloe Detweiler will try to put this thing away. And the first pitch here to Maleta Becker is in there for a called strike. The bottom of the seventh, here we go.
7-8-9 due up for Centralia here. And just talk about it off air, man. Chloe Detweiler has settled in here today. Looked good in the circle for Sabetha.
She has struck out nine. A little flare out towards the second base side of the bag. And just behind it, the catch is made for out number one. And just like that, two pitches and one out here in the home seventh. Well, we talked about the production of the bottom of the order and how good it's been for Sabetha today. After that pop out by Becker, the 7-8-9 hitters for the Panthers, just one hit today. First pitch sliced away into the tree and out of play, and it's 0-1 here on Josie Haverkamp, who had that single, representing the bottom three in this order with a run scored, is also fouled out to the first baseman and has struck out swinging. Base is empty, one out, bottom seven. Blue Jays two outs away from advancing. There's a line shot out to deep right center field. Looking up, it's off the fence. Rounding second, potential play at second, but the throw is off target. Then a one-out double by Josie Haverkamp, her second hit tonight.
Man, I thought that was gone, Brandon. I even kind of murmured that a little bit. I mean, man, that
you
thing's gone.
It.
And that thing,
you jinxed it.
She roped that, did Josie Haverkamp.
It looked good. We have seen quite a few hit out right around the fence here today, including a home run by Detweiler.
Because the wind died down, and otherwise every single one of those would go over the fence. My goodness.
The wind has certainly died down from the early portions of today's activities. So Haverkamp at second base with one out. Brings up Tatum Kramer with that open stance from the right side. Takes a fastball low and inside for ball one. She reached on an error and scored one of the two runs in the fourth. She also has a ground out and a strikeout. But it's all Sabetha right now. Panthers down to their final two outs. Next pitch in the dirt. Good job by Stapleton. It's 2-0. Well, at one point, Panthers led 5-0 after one. They led 8-3 in the middle innings. Well, the Blue Jays have dominated the last three and have poured it on with multiple big innings, and their lead is 18-10 here. As Kramer fouled that one out of play to make it 2-1.
It was almost your opportunity. Landed on the net above us, just to our right, rolled on through. Lucky fan in the front row has got a souvenir.
Fans going home with the game ball. So on sliced to the right side and out of play. So now two balls, two strikes. You're on at Tatum Kramer.
Top of the order awaits here for Centralia. If Kramer is able to get on no matter what, Parthmer will get one more crack at it.
And Haverkamp at second after a one-out double. Now you really have to keep the line moving here if you are the Panthers. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball left side, playable. Kime at short, Fields, fires, low throw, it's dug out, and went from an out call to a safe call. What'd you see there, Jake?
I actually agree with the umpire right there. That ball was scooped very nicely out of the dirt, but I do believe that the foot of Kramer hit the bag while the scoop was trying to be made. She did not have possession of the ball. The ball wasn't in her glove at that moment.
I think that's just the umpire acknowledging a mistake.
Yeah.
Because the arm came up for the out, and before he could fully make the out call, he went right into the safe call.
Yeah. I think, again, reactionary, you're going to call that an out, but because it was in the dirt and it had to be scooped, I think the umpire made the correct call there.
So runners now at the corners with one out against Sabetha, leading this game 18-10. A final opportunity here for the Panthers, but they've put a couple on here. And they do get back to the top of the order with Parthmer, batting for a fifth time here today. First pitch gets away. That allows Kramer to get to second without a throw. Haverkamp had to hold it third.
Double play now, not in play for Sabetha to try and end this game with a ground ball. Runners at second and third. Top of the order here for Centralia. Long way to go if you're the Panthers, but...
Well, it's one ball, no strikes. And a ground ball left side again, fielded by Kime. Has a good field, good toss, knee high, caught for the out. Chance for a double play to end the game. You better believe it. How about 6-3-5 on the DP, and the Blue Jays win the game to advance to the regional semifinals tomorrow.
Centralia's
holding on, maybe waiting to see. We've seen a few of these, but... What a play. Started with Kime fielding, throwing the bolts at first, caught it knee high. Runner was taken off for third. She darts it all the way across the diamond.
They're going to ask for obstruction here.
They're going to ask for a replay?
Well, but no, not in high school, but interference as the runner was trying to advance. They're asking if the shortstop Kime was in the way, causing interference. The umpires are getting together in the circle to determine
And they call it out, and the game is over. The call stands. How about that? Emphatic double play, and the Blue Jays march on to the semifinals tomorrow. What an incredible final few innings for this Blue Jays team. Now, did that run count?
Yes.
Should it be 18-11? Okay,
yes.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
Well, Haverkamp scores on the double play, but little too late on that as, again, Sabetha, a dominant rally in the late innings, and they blow it open for an 18-11 win. We'll go to the post-game show next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
One final time here on KNZA, Jake Spaulding, Double K, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you. What a game we saw here today. Game number two, Sabetha out of the woodworks to advance with an 18-11 win against Centralia. They'll take on Nemaha Central in the county rivalry tomorrow here in the semifinals. But Jake, you can kind of dive into it. Just an initial thought. Now, 1 point, Panthers in the blink of an eye, a 5-run lead in the first. They led 8-3 in the middle innings, and you call it Uncle Mo for a reason.
Yep.
That momentum swung rather quickly for this Blue Jays team as they hung up 5 in the fifth to tie it, blew it open with 8 more runs in the sixth, and how about 2 more courtesy runs in the seventh?
I think it's just another thing that this is why I love spring baseball and softball. It's been my favorite sport since I was a kid, and it's just for exactly what we saw today. Anything can happen over the duration of a game. Centralia jumps out early. They look great early. You got Wheeling, who looks great in the circle early. Detweiler struggling a little bit. Defense kicking the ball around a little bit for Sabetha. But you watch a pitcher settle in during the course of a game, like we saw Chloe Detweiler do for Sabetha today, and it just breeds confidence in your other kids, and that great confidence on the defensive side, he eventually comes around in the box. And you saw that today with Sabetha. I mean, Centralia, they booted the ball around a few times today for sure in their own right. And they gave a lot of free passes. And I want
just to be clear, 9 combined errors.
Between the two.
Yep.
Yeah. So not the cleanest game. But,
certainly not.
You know, I always go back to, again, this is the coach side of me that comes out with baseball. And you can tally up the amount of walks or free bases, that includes hit by pitch, and errors. And that's usually the difference in the game. And if you tally up how many walks and free passes Centralia gave Sabetha, that's really what led them into their rallies. It was a hit by pitch or it was a walk to begin an inning. And then the culminating point in this game, I felt like, was Chloe Detweiler's home run. That two-run home run that broke the tie, that kind of allowed for Sabetha to really secure that momentum. And then she got to go back into the circle and say, hey, I just gave us the lead. I gave us everything we need. Now all I've got to do is lock it down here in the circle. And her pitching was amazing. Her ability to throw the off-speed pitch with confidence when she needed it the most was impressive. And you can't see that too often, even at the high school level, of kids that are confident in that off-speed pitch and able to put it where they want it, when they need it, and lock down defensively. So a great job by Sabetha of just truly showing you that you just chip away a little bit at a time, keep the train moving, and you play some great defense, and you have an amazing pitcher in the circle, you're going to have some success.
So Detweiler, despite a couple of shaky innings, does pitch all 7 innings for this Blue Jays squad. She ends up striking out 9 today. And again, 3 runs on 4 hits to the Blue Jays through the first 4 innings. They go on to score 5 runs on 4 hits in the 5th, 8 runs on 6 hits in the 6th, and then 2 more on 3 hits in the 7th. Panthers certainly had their opportunities in the early innings to add to their lead, but obviously innings number 5 and 6, kind of the big difference as Uncle Mo took over, as Jake would say, and the momentum swung to the side of the Blue Jays. Really, after that 2-run home run by Detweiler, gave them their first lead, and they would not look back with an 18-11 win. So the semifinals are set, brother. What do you think? We got Nemaha Central. They doubled up Hiawatha, although Hiawatha had an early lead in that game, and a 12-6 Thunder win. So you got the Thunder and the Blue Jays tomorrow here at 4:30. So both semifinals are going to be at 4:30. They're going to use both fields. And then top seed, we saw earlier today in Riverside, a 16-1 dominant win in 3 innings over Atchison County. And then Marysville, a 5-inning run rule victory against Troy in that first game on the other field as well.
I'm excited to see how these the first matchup you just referenced from earlier today, the Riverside-Marysville game, shakes out, because neither team really was tested in their first game. Marysville was up 10-0. ACCHS led 1-0 against Riverside, but then the Cyclones dominated the second inning to score 16 runs in that inning. I want to see which team comes out and has some momentum on their side, to be the ability to go out there and play ball. This matchup between Nemaha Central and Sabetha, both teams were tested today. Both teams had to have some resolve and kind of lock in, because they were down in a latter portion of a game, and they found a way to come back and get a win. Throw away the fact that, yeah, they're also Nemaha County rivals. This happens all the time. This is going to be one of those situations where no matter what, you're going to have a Big East team in a regional final with a chance to go to state here in Marysville. And if I was to look at who we've got here at these final 4 teams, I think Riverside has a really good chance against the host Marysville team. And I think that this Sabetha team and this Nemaha team, my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen in that
game. That's one where you truly have to wipe the records out the window. This could be 0-23 in the 8th seed versus 23-0 1 seed on the other side. You just one of those things.
And you're going to have, half the town of each town at baseball. The other half's going to be here at softball.
Well, how do you choose which one to go to?
Yeah,
that's the question.
It's going to be a fun afternoon tomorrow and into the evening hours to see who can go to state. And it's just one of those things. Again, this is my favorite time of the year. I love postseason spring baseball and softball, because this is where you don't have to be the most athletic to play softball or baseball. You don't have to be the fastest player.
What, you don't?
No,
okay.
No. That's why I was decent at it,
Yeah, decent.
Decent.
Okay.
But people realize
what the
game of baseball and softball is. There's so much strategy to it. And I want to go back to The moment that this game shifted, I think, in my side of it, was when Kime was at Hazenkamp was at the dish. She does a fake bunt. That allows the third baseman to come up to try and field it. She pulls the bat back, takes the strike, but a runner from second steals third. Nobody's at third in order to get the throw. That little transition right there is strategic, and that strategy is what led the very next pitch, a single happens, you score a run. Those are the small things that get overlooked throughout the game of baseball and softball that create this sport to be so unique.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. I will be making the journey over to Valley Falls for the 2-1A semifinals and championship over in that regional. Crittenden Prophet will actually be in Sabetha for those baseball regionals tomorrow. That does feature that Nemaha County rivalry, as you mentioned. So we're going to have a lot more games on the airwaves tomorrow with regional champions set to be crowned, and we'll see how this one shapes out here. But Riverside, Marysville in game, or I should say not game one, they're going to play at the same time, but one semifinal, Riverside, Marysville, and then 2-6 in the matchup with Nemaha Central and Sabetha.
You don't do a player to bank on, right, or player to the game?
No.
Can I give one, though?
I mean, can we give it? It's going to be Hazenkamp, right? Number nine in the
order? Exactly where I was going with
that. Maybe Detweiler.
Detweiler's honorable mention. But Hazenkamp, I can't say it enough. We talked about it throughout the broadcast. Her ability in that ninth spot to be so productive.
Yeah, she drove in four. She was productive in all five of her at-bats. And say productive or not, I say being hit by a pitch, that's productive.
You absolutely.
Sack fly in her first at-bat, infield single in her second at-bat, hit by a pitch in her third at-bat. She had the big two RBI double in the eight-run sixth inning. And then she added an RBI double as well in that, let's see, was that the seventh inning? Yes, in the seventh, in that two-run seventh. So,
yeah.
Well, when you bat around so many times,
yeah,
you kind of lose track of what inning these batters are actually hitting in. But yeah,
what,
four RBIs.
Six plate appearances. She reaches safely four times. She has everything's productive, though. And that's what you get out of your nine spot. That means there's no holes in this lineup. Sabetha's got everything going for them. Right,
yeah,
now.
And looking at it, everybody in the Sabetha lineup at least reached base once. I think seven of the nine at least reached base twice.
Impressive.
And all but one scored a run.
fun to watch.
And the one that didn't was Stapleton, yet she still added an RBI single in there. So everybody was productive. A great game. Glad to be a part of it. But we got to sign out now as we're going to bring you the final totals. As this one again, Sabetha winning it 18-11 over the Centralia Panthers. Centralia, great season for them, just in year two. They go 15-7. And on the line today, 11 runs, 13 hits, 5 errors. They left 5 on base. And for the Blue Jays, they get win number 12 in advance. Today, it was 18 runs, 17 hits. They had 4 errors, and they left 8 on base. For Captain Kurt, Jake, everybody, thanks again. Brandon Tabman signing off. We'll talk to you tomorrow for some more regional baseball coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.